Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Thursday, October 8th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. We have a lot of guests today as part of the Money Bomb. We're going to be joined by Stuart Rose, by Tony Arterburn, by Del Bigtree, talk about vaccines. And we also have coming up at the bottom of the hour the mother that I talked about in Florida, the outrageous actions of the judge. And it turns out this is not the only mother that the judge has taken actions against. He's got some real issues with people who don't wear masks and she's not even saying she doesn't have a vaccine. He's telling her that she's got to get a COVID vaccine or the son has got to get a COVID vaccine before they can see each other again, except one doesn't exist. Or until COVID is over, but there's no definition of COVID being over. And we know that, right? That's never going to be over, says Fauci, says Gates, all these people. You see, it doesn't matter what the law says. It doesn't matter what your agreements are for child visitation. No, no, no. COVID rules everything. It rules everything. When we look at the debates, of course, last night we had the vice presidential debates. I would call it the Mike Pence versus the Kamala Harris debates. We'll have a few comments about it. Quite frankly, one of the biggest snooze fests I've ever seen. No content, no real questions, no real issues. They focus quite a bit on the lockdown. Pence was trying to make a case not to vote for Trump, in my opinion. He's talking about how they'd done everything that Kamala and Biden wanted to do and more. And you copied our plan. It looks like plagiarism, he said. This is pathetic. Again, liberty is not discussed. Not even an issue. Don't care about the law. Don't care about liberty. And the next debate, presidential debate, announced this morning, will be remote. You know, it was only 2 days ago that the New York Times was demanding this. And, of course, the New York Times gets what they demand, don't they? Pretty amazing. Maybe we ought to eliminate the New York Times and the Washington Post. You know, we just call up our friends at the tech companies and say, these guys are affecting the agenda. I want you to shut them down. No, it doesn't work that way. It works the other way. The New York Times and the Washington Post can say that about us. And that's where we are today. Ted Cruz says tech censorship is today's greatest threat for free speech and democracy. No, Ted, that was the greatest threat to free speech and democracy 4 years ago, especially 2 years ago. We were purged. 4 years ago, there was a lot of shadow banning going on, but there were ways around it. So they just went with outright purges, first of InfoWars, then of 800 other sites 2 months later, just before the election. October, 2 years ago, we had 800 sites that were anti-surveillance, anti-police state, anti-foreign war. It might give you a clue as to who's behind this, and it might also give you a clue as to why the Republicans aren't doing anything about this, because they are partners with the intelligence agencies, the military-industrial complex. President Trump is angry that the FBI has been slow walking these declassifications of this stuff. You know, this has been slow walked by all of these people for the last 4 years. So slow, as a matter of fact, I don't even want to talk about it anymore. But if you want to know what really is a threat to our country, yeah, it is censorship. Censorship is what allowed them to put this false narrative about COVID in place and to keep it in place. And that right now is the issue. It's just like the economy is the issue, but the lockdown is what's destroying the economy. It all goes back to the lockdown, but these other things enabled it.
The Renaissance, the Great Enlightenment, it's all being swept away and being replaced by scientific tyranny. that's establishing a form of planetary digital law where the technocrats are above the law and the public isn't even considered to be as valuable as a cow. In fact, humans are seen as garbage that's going to be taken out and removed. That is the post-human exterminist plan. That is the public ideology of the globalists. And everything they've built with this high-tech grid is to absorb us and anesthetize our minds as we're slowly killed. And any future generations that happen to straggle out of their mother's wombs will be a mere shadow of what humans once were. This is the satanic ruling elite engaged in mass vandalism against God's creation, humanity. This is the essence of evil.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Thursday, October 8th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. It is day 206. 206 days of America held hostage. And now we have the presidential debates and, of course, the election being held hostage as well. The White House is held hostage. It's all about the testing. It's all about COVID. It's all about the technocrats in California telling us what we can say and what we cannot say. They're the ones who took this over, pushed this agenda, along with China. Using social media, China used hundreds of thousands of bots to pressure Italy to do what they had done. And, of course, as I pointed out at the top of the hour 2 years ago, Ted Cruz didn't really notice or care. Didn't do anything about it if he did care or notice, right? Marco Rubio pretended he didn't even know who Alex Jones was. A couple of days after InfoWars was attacked simultaneously by all the big tech companies purged off of social media, Alex Jones went to Washington. And even though he's there, Marco Rubio says, I don't know who you are. I don't go to your website, InfoWars. I mean, he didn't actually say InfoWars. Later, he did admit that he knew who Alex Jones was. I spoke at a conference a month later. And it was really funny because there was a guy there who didn't even speak English. And through a translator, they said, he works for InfoWars. And go, oh, Alex Jones. But Marco Rubio didn't know, right? Except he was lying. Now, these guys have known this is the issue. They laid the groundwork. Quite frankly, the groundwork for all this wasn't laid 2 years ago. It was laid decades ago. Even going back to the creation of the internet, but especially going back to the creation of the social media companies, the creation of UN Agenda 2030. This is all being rolled out now, and now they pretend that they notice. But they're not going to do anything about it. They've noticed the coup by the FBI and the CIA, but they're not going to do anything about it. They pretend not to even notice that James Clapper lied under oath, never charged him with perjury, about illegal, unconstitutional dragnet surveillance. Yeah, he committed a crime doing that. And they committed another crime lying about it under oath. But they didn't do anything about that with James Clapper. They're not going to do anything about Brennan either. They've got the documents. They've got them red-handed. But do you really think they're going to do anything about Brennan when they didn't do anything about Clapper lying to everybody in a congressional Senate hearing? Unbelievable. And, of course, Michael Hayden, our hero, our former four-star general, our former head of the NSA and the former head of the CIA, went to Washington Lee University. I reported on this. And he said, I'm so angry at Ron Wyden. He and all of his staffers and every one of those senators and all their staffers knew what was going on. But why would he put James Clapper on the spot and have him lie to Congress like that? Shame on Ron Wyden. See, that's the way these people think. That's your real government, folks. Your real government are people like Michael Hayden, James Clapper, John Brennan, Gina Haspel. That's the real government of America. The rest of this stuff is just a show. And if you watched that debate last night, what a joke. What a joke all these debates are. It's all just a show. The real government is the CIA and the intelligence agencies. You better understand that. And you better understand why they're behind this. But, you know, we do have our court jesters. As a matter of fact, let's roll the introduction for our court jester.
Bring me a small liar.
A small liar.
I didn't do it. I wasn't even there. I was at a friend's house. The check is in the mail.
The ballots are in the mail. Yeah, the ballots are in the mail. I didn't do it. The ballots are in the mail. So you reorganized our economy. We've shut down 100,000 businesses, but don't worry. The check is in the mail. It's in the mail. The stimulus check is in the mail. We're going to do that for you. And we've shut down our election, but the election's in the mail too. And we're going to shut down the debate, but you know, it's not going to be in the mail. It's going to be virtual now, the next presidential debate. So the small liar, who became a big man by using a big lie, just like Goebbels. Anthony Fauci, introduced by The Hill as the nation's leading infectious disease expert, also a court jester of the Trump White House, has now said that at a virtual event, he didn't show up in person. I mean, it's just, you know, too dangerous. Plus, he looks bigger on a monitor than he does in real life. He's now saying between 300,000 and 400,000 are going to die from his models. He says, the models tell us. That's what the models tell us. You know what? The models tell us that 300,000, 400,000 are going to die from this now. It'll be more than that because they're never going to stop counting every respiratory death and many cancer deaths, many heart disease deaths. They're never going to stop counting them all as COVID. And it's a cumulative run. They're never going to reset it. I mean, it used to be that we had this running clock about the national debt, the cumulative debt. But now that's been replaced. Nobody pays any attention to that. It's now all about the COVID numbers. And of course, we had some other things that were told to us by these models. If models could speak, well, they speak to the mouth of the small liar. The models told us, if you remember, 2 million people are going to die. That was a model from the Imperial College of London, a model where the computer program, the Fortran code, could not get the same answer twice with the same input. A model that was based on a false assumption that there is no such thing as far as law, which is what they were trying to flatten. They were trying to flatten Farr's curve. But the model didn't account for a curve. You know, it's a bell-shaped curve. Always has been. Farr came up with that going back to the 1840s. I think it was a cholera epidemic in London at the time, if I remember correctly. But, you know, that's the curve. The curve. We got to flatten the curve. Well, they didn't even have a curve in their model. They didn't have the ability to calculate numbers either. And then you hear the people at American University as to when the vaccine can make a difference. Fauci says, I'd like to say spring, but I think it's much more likely the late summer, early fall. Look, he's just an echo chamber for Gates. Actually, Gates told us a little bit more truth the other day. Gates said, no. End of 2021. Not the spring of 2021. Not the summer. It's going to be the end. And it's going to be the end of us if we let these people get away with this. And I told you months ago, I said, look at this. I had listeners send this to me. GM said, you know, we're going to be shut down until next summer, summer 2021 at the earliest. And Google said the same thing. All these big corporations saying, yeah, we're not going to be back in business until the summer of 2021. Now Fauci is just trying to break it to us easy. I had an amusing letter from a listener in the UK. Simon and Anita Whitfield in England said, you know, I talk about this being cooties. We got cooties because that's what we used to talk about in elementary school. And he said, I was amused to find that cooties was originally a British Army slang from the First World War. And they also called that they were lice. They were in the trenches. So they also called it arithmetic bugs. Isn't that interesting? Why would they call it arithmetic bugs? Well, they said it was because they added to our troubles, they subtracted from our pleasures, they divided our attention, and they multiplied like hell. I think that's a perfect description. I think cooties describes this whole thing better now than COVID after I see. we should call Fauci the arithmetic bug. Because, you know, he's all about the numbers. And he is adding to our troubles, subtracting to our pleasures, dividing our attention, and multiplying like hell. Yeah, this is the Cootie novel, folks. Thank you so much, Simon and Anita in the UK for sending that in. Look, to give you an idea of what this is about, it's the fallacy of averages. Remember when we had every family had 2.5 kids? We used to laugh about that in my family because we had three kids. So we said, which one of us is the 0.5? Can you walk across a river with an average depth of 5 feet? Of course you can't. And so we have the Great Barrington Declaration. You have 9,000 medical professionals have now signed on to this and saying, look at the numbers. The numbers tell us that this is affecting a small group and we can do something to protect them but not lock everything down.
The Bible talks about there being 10 kings of the earth that sit above the nation states and who give their power unto the one world leader, the Antichrist, and that he has a beast system that no one can buy nor sell unless he has that mark in the forehead or in the palm of their hand. And we look back on all the warnings we're given and all just the common sense that even if we believe in God or prophecy, giving governments and corporations the power to control who can buy and who can sell, to track everything we do, is not just a recipe, it's a blueprint for total enslavement. And now you look at Bill Gates, you look at Bloomberg and others who openly say, we're technocrats, we should decide how much salt you get, how much alcohol you get, how much red meat you get. We're technocrats, we know best. And we're now going to set up the economy with a social score to totally control you. You snap your fingers, we're here. They're just rolling it out. And a lot of people are complying with it. It's insane.
Computer research scientists, engineers working with attorneys have conclusively proven and put out detailed reports at Tablet Magazine documenting what any trained eye could already see as plain as day. Communist Chinese working in tandem with the United Nations and the Democratic Party in the United States, as well as the media, put out fake videos and total hysteria to make it look like Day of the Dead, End of the World in China earlier this year. Then the UN put out standardized rules designed to keep the West locked down when China reopened within 3 months. This is the greatest strategic coup ever. This is 21st century warfare being carried out through psychological means or the ultimate psyop. Paul Joseph Watson has written about it at InfoWars.com. Myself, Alex Jones, David Einhorn, and Schroer are covering this heavily. This is the way to bring down the globalists, is exposing how communist China and the UN were behind the hysteria.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
2020electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time, you've got it saved right there in your browser, and then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms, but most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to band.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site, the exact same links, the exact same videos where you can comment, you can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out since he's going to take action once reelected against big tech, and then he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he has taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesigned InfoWars.com and sharing that link. Oh, that really upsets them. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, cooties. We all got cooties. Arithmetic bugs. They add to our trouble, they subtract from our pleasures, they divide our attentions, and they multiply like hell. That is absolutely the perfect description of this insanity. I really appreciate Simon and Nita sending that. They said their four-year-old loves to hear, loves the word cooties so much, that's why they looked it up. I heard it on this program. But you know what, pandemic? You saw this on CNN. I couldn't believe it. It was up momentarily on the Drudge Report. Wow. They're showing pictures of people packed, cheek to jowl on the Great Wall of China. Unbelievable. Now, they are wearing masks because, I mean, we're talking about China. Oh, I see some of the people here with their masks down. They've got their masks down around their chin. They can quickly pull it up if they see the thugs with uniforms and truncheons coming after them. I don't think they believe it either. See, this was all a scam from China to take down the West, and we went for it hook, line, and sinker, the arithmetic bug. And this was China, crowds swarming the Great Wall of China. They're traveling, and this is a holiday week, a holiday week. Now, war holidays, we've already been told, are going to be shut down. CDC says no Halloween, no Thanksgiving, no Christmas, no New Year's. Oh, no Black Friday either, because we've got to permanently close any of the remaining brick-and-mortar stores for Bezos and the technocrats of Silicon Valley. But China, they can have their holidays. No problem with that. And Kissinger is warning us, warning Trump, you better put some limits on your threats or you're going to get a war. And remember, never forget that it was President Kissinger and his lapdog, Richard Nixon, who started all this with China. They used China as their source of slave labor. They used China as the model and the test bed for what they want to do the rest of the world. And now we can clearly see this. Rolled it out very quickly this year. I've been telling you this for a long time, and it happened this year very, very quickly. I've had a ton of emails from people who work at or are students at universities across the country talking about how they're rolling testing out. And as I said earlier this week, in light of what happened at the White House, and look at all the panic going around this, they've now, had the plexiglass debate last night. Now you're going to have the Zoom debate next, if there is a debate at all, because President Trump has not agreed to this. This is the debate commission saying that we're not going to do an in-person debate. And all this is happening, and I told you this is what was going to happen at the very beginning. I said, look at this. They don't have any tests, and they're saying they've got how many cases? And how do they know they've got this many cases? That is validated by the American Hospital Association saying, you're saying you're not going to pay us because we made these clinical diagnoses? You told us to do that. If it looks like COVID, it is COVID. You told us you didn't have any tests. You told us that the tests that you had don't work, just like the masks. But now the masks work and mandate it. Now the tests work, and now they want to mandate those for the people to get paid. And I said at the time, especially when the FDA shut down the tests, people were sending swabs in. They had a kit, swab yourself, send it in. They were FDA-certified labs, and the FDA said, you stop this or we're going to take away your certification. They didn't want any tests. They didn't want any tests. I said, they're waiting for the tests. The tests are to do phase two. I said that back in April, beginning of April, because that's when that was all happening. And that's what they're doing right now. They're testing everybody so they can make a case for a greater lockdown. The greater lockdown will come with more shortages like we just had at the very beginning. It's going to be shortages of food. It's going to be shortages of coin, shortages of cash, infrastructure that's shut down. And so this is what it looks like at the universities. I had somebody send me this from Penn State. Said universities are now test beds for control measures that violate our constitutional rights, as you're well aware. I'm an adjunct professor who cherishes my liberty, and I'm now being targeted by the practice at Penn State of COVID surveillance, as they call it. Well, give them kudos at least for saying that surveillance, and I'm likely to be punished for ignoring this mandatory program. I wanted to share this with you. And so you can see the memo. You have been randomly selected to participate in mandatory surveillance testing. 700 students and faculty and staff will be contacted each day. You are now the lucky winner. This is like the Vietnam lottery. You must complete registration within 48 hours of receiving your initial notification to register. And I reported this over a month ago. They were doing this at Texas A&M. Give you 48 hours. You've been selected at random. You got 48 hours to do this or else. So Texas A&M, a month or so ago. Now I'm getting this from a lot of different universities. It's rolling out everywhere. Participation in the COVID-19 asymptomatic surveillance program. That's what they call it. The asymptomatic surveillance program is mandatory. Mandatory. Then I got this from the University of Northern Colorado concerning, and they call it their surveillance testing. You know what? It's almost like they're reading from a plan. It's almost like there's a model for all this stuff because there is. That's the way they always roll this out. You see, the UN created a model for the drug war. 1961, they created the four different sections, you know, four different schedules, and put the drugs that they wanted in those four schedules, and they rolled it out to different countries. And then Richard Nixon, and 10 years later, 1971, called it his drug war. It wasn't his drug war. It was the UN's drug war. September 11th, a few months before September 11th, was pulled off by our own government. Our own government was already planning this false flag. And they created the Model State Health Emergency Powers Act. And then when 9/11 happened, they told everybody, there's going to be some bioterror attacks. And they made sure there was. You know, they got everybody scared about anthrax. They had a little, you know, minor scare of that, which they then used to push out the legislation that had already been prepared, the model, which had already been done prior to 9/11. So they do 9/11, and they did a little anthrax dance, and then they push out the stuff, and these people have been putting this stuff in place, and they've been holding annual simulations for the last 20 years. The one that was exactly like this, the final one, Event 201, a year ago. And so, yeah, it is a model, and they've got a script for all this stuff. So they're sending out the surveillance testing demands. You randomly select people, and you do these tests, and the White House is funded with $750 million, 150 million tests, and they're pushing them out. And right now, they're coming out through the colleges and through the airline industry, because the airline industry has been a real central point of control. And we said from the very beginning that a big part of the police state is to make sure that you don't travel. And they've been using the airlines as a model for this all along. Samples of students will be selected and tested for COVID-19 each week, says University of Northern Colorado, regardless of whether they have known exposure or whether they're showing symptoms of COVID-19. Each week, approximately 25% of the population living in university housing will be selected for testing. And it is mandatory if you are selected. And on and on. It's a plan. And unfortunately, you are part of it. You're just not a part of the club. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is your last chance to get 8-Pack Power Stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-Pack Power Stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-Pack Power Stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-Pack Power Stack now, or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-Pack Power Stack, 60% off and free shipping.
stand back and stand by.
During our Save America InfoWars Money Bond sale, we have all your favorite products up to 60% off plus free shipping. In order to help maximize our coverage of this historic election, we need your support during this crucial time. We have our vitamin D supplement Winter Sun Plus at 25% off. Winter Sun Plus works as a defense against attacks on your immune system, which will be great during the coming winter months. Some of our best sellers like Body Ease and Turbo Force are on sale for 10% off. One of our bigger discounts, the 8-pack Power Stack, is 60% off. And if you're looking to get Survival Shield X2, be sure to check out the combo pack with both items together at 60% off as well. All shirts in our apparel collection are currently set at the answers to 1984, which is $17.76. And we also have Prostaguard and Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock. So whether you're looking to stock up or thinking of adding something new to your daily routine, be sure to check out these deep discounts and more at InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than Bodies. Some like Bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
For more than 100 years, the Rockefeller Foundation has worked to establish world government, abolish nation states, dumb down the population by taking control of education, and most importantly, taking control of Western medicine. Now, they had a bad name by the 1920s. They started converting over and funding other organizations and groups like IBM to continue on with their eugenics operations. Fast forward to the 1980s, the baton is handed by IBM via his mother on the board of directors to Bill Gates III, his father, of course, being the head of Planned Parenthood. And now he's been able to position himself over almost every health department in the world, every national health system. Bill Gates is in control. They have spent 100-plus years getting positioned to be able to control what happens to your body and what goes in your body. This is the holy grail of their operations, and now they're normalizing putting a new type of DNA in your body.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Making sense common again. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I mentioned this story briefly. I think it was 2 days ago. Something happening in Florida, in Broward County. And it's a good example of how everything is being set aside in our society because of COVID. This is a story of Melanie Joseph, and she is joining us now on the line to talk about this and how a visitation agreement with her husband, they've been divorced for quite some time, and this visitation agreement goes back 6 years, back to 2014, but it was just all overturned, and there were some unbelievable conditions that were put into this by this judge in Broward County. So we're going to talk a little bit about this. So joining us now is Melanie Joseph, and I'm so sorry about what is happening in terms of your being unable to visit your son. Your son is, I think, 13 years old. Is that correct?
He just turned 14, and sadly, I missed his birthday this year.
And you've been blocked because of COVID. This all began in March. Tell us a little bit about that.
So we've been 7 months without being able to physically see each other because of the decision that his father made once COVID struck, that was his way of keeping my son away from me, which is, it's been an ongoing issue, but he used COVID to make it stick this time.
And typically, you have a spring, a summer, and Mother's Day visitations and things like that that are all part of this visitation agreement. Those were all shut down. Specifically, those are mentioned. Those were all shut down because of COVID. And because of that happening, you know, you took this to court, and there is an administrative hearing that was, you sent this to me, April the 2nd of this year. There was an administrative order that went out about these parenting and domestic relationship cases saying, we don't want to have a lot of emergency filings, so let's just go with what we currently have here. And yet this is not what the judge did. The judge in this particular case decided to overthrow everything, didn't he?
Correct. I have a, you know, what my lawyer calls a very COVID crazy judge. So even though the administrative order was put out through, you know, the courthouses, it doesn't really matter to this judge. He's just going to shut it down no matter what direction, no matter what's in front of him.
Yeah, the order, part of what the order said, each parent is prohibited from unreasonably restricting access to the child or to the other parent. Regular time sharing is set forth in the party's parenting plan or applicable court order shall continue and so forth. And yet none of that did. And so you went to, even went to Florida during the Mother's Day time sharing, and you were still denied that. When you went to the hearing, tell us a little bit about what the hearing was like with this COVID crazy judge.
So initially I thought I would be going to get my son that weekend. I thought that the father would be held in contempt. And I was just shocked with the answer, which was, he was really angry at me. I guess this picture was, which again, I don't even know if he ever saw it because we never saw his face and the picture was never entered into evidence. Yet it was a picture of me in my oral surgeon's office out of state during a non-mandated time. Without a mask on my face and with a pistol on my hip because I'm in North Carolina. So open carry is a frequency here.
Mm-hmm. And so he looked at your Facebook post, and that was one of the things that we reported, because the judge was outraged, allegedly, or at least, your husband's counsel used the fact that you, had a Facebook post where you did not wear a mask. And again, the open carry. And so the judge, was, angry about that.
Oh, he was very angry about that, and that's where he said I had the audacity to post that picture, and he labeled me an anti-masker people, which I had told him I follow CDC guidelines, and he punished me, and his punishment was quite severe, where he had said that in order to see my son again, I had to get the vaccine for COVID. My son had to get the vaccine for COVID. I had to pay for supervised visitation. I had to go to Broward County. I have to wear a mask. You know, and these are all the criteria that he had set for me to even consider timeshare again with my son, which is ludicrous. And my son's father has two other children and two other mothers, and they're frequently having their visitation with their mothers. Yet I've been the one who's been exited out of my son's life because of COVID, which
you
I've
have
never
to quarantine
had.
For 14 days if you go there, and you got to wear a mask. Is there a mask mandate still going on in Florida? I thought that DeSantis said, I know he's opened up restaurants. You still have to wear masks in public in Florida?
I don't believe so. I believe they're in phase three, which is, you know, there's been a lot of big changes with that,
yeah,
from my understanding.
Well, you know, I found it interesting that the judge himself never showed up, and he had a picture of himself there the entire hearing. I mean, he didn't have a Zoom thing. He had just a photograph of himself there at the bench or something.
We're quite sure that he wasn't really coherent because every time that we would object or every time that, you know, anything was tried to be entered upon my counsel, he just didn't respond or he just didn't. It just didn't seem like he was really there until the very end when he gave that that final ruling. So, yeah, he was supposed to have shown his face, and it really broke me that you're going to tell me that my son's being taken away from me indefinitely and not even look me in the eye when you're going to say something like that to me. I've been my son's mother for 14 years, and this is a time in everyone's life that they shouldn't be restricted from their child. It's very hard for children to wrap you know, their minds around what's going on as it is. But yet to be separated from their loved one is just, it's cruel punishment.
And we have a picture of him. I guess so you could say that he's present here in this interview, as much as he was in your court case. There's a smiling judge, Dale Cohen, holding his gavel and taking away a child from his mother. Saying, you're not going to see him unless you've got supervised visitation, everybody wearing a mask. You'll have to quarantine for 14 days before even that will happen at your expense. You got to go to Florida. You're living in North Carolina now. You got to go to Florida, stay there for 14 days. But then he's also has some other conditions, which were absolutely amazing to me. This is going to go on until COVID is over. But as you point out, there's no definition of when COVID is going to end. We've seen this many places before, right?
Yeah. Or he said it has to be eradicated. There can't be any cases or anything of that nature. So he made it impossible for me to see my son.
And then he also has a condition, another condition. COVID has got to be ended, whatever that means, and whenever that happens by whatever definition, but he doesn't really have it. Your son has to receive a COVID vaccination, which, of course, does not exist. And you have to get a COVID vaccine, which does not exist. That's the most amazing thing to me.
And the thing is that he doesn't know my health. He doesn't know my son's health. He is not aware that my son has an exemption because of having injuries in the past with vaccines.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah.
You know, he's stepping on our, I mean, there's so much liability there and our constitutional rights and everything is just being, you know, thrown in front of this judge to make decisions that he has no right making.
Well, the bottom line is that he's in violation of the administrative order, which said, let's just leave this alone. We don't need a lot of emergency hearings and so forth. He's now just overturned the 6-year agreement because he doesn't like the fact that you were seen on Facebook without a mask. And now it's going to have to be quarantines and masks and vaccines. And you're not going to see your kid again unless you got a vaccine, which doesn't exist, or until COVID ends, which he doesn't have a definition for. Right?
Yeah, that was his ruling. Absolutely.
Wow. And you sent this to me. You said you've been looking into his background. You found that he's also been involved with taking away another mother's rights there in Broward County, Florida, for going to the beach without a mask. He seems to have an obsession with this, doesn't he?
He does. It was a 22-month-old baby, and she has lost her visitation rights as well. So, wow. And he also has a history of misconduct and, you know, impulse decisions, and just it's something that he's just never been held accountable for. It's just something that he continues to do with many other cases, not just involving COVID, because I've had another step forward as to his impulse decision making. So he doesn't, I don't really believe that he actually pays attention to the case. I think he just makes decisions based on his own perception of what kind of day he's having.
Yeah. This is very troubling on so many different levels. I'm so sorry that you're going through this. And, the fact that a judge could now mandate vaccines as part of a visitation, change of visitation stuff, mandate masks, punish parents who don't wear masks is absolutely outrageous. I'm so sorry this is happening to you, Melanie Joseph. Keep us in touch with what is happening. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, folks, we'll be right back.
And perhaps, most cruelly of all, if Donald Trump has his way, the complications of COVID-19, which are well beyond what they should be. It's estimated that 200 million people have died, probably by the time I finish this talk.
Joe Biden has always been a congenital liar, part of the establishment for close to 50 years. But now, boy, as his brain degenerates, we are seeing walking public dementia on the biggest stage in the world, the 2020 election. There are 370 million people in the United States. If 200 million died from COVID, that'd be more than half of the population, when not even 0.1% have actually died. But him putting these giant lies and these incredibly brain-damaged statements out is emblematic of the general public being in a trance. How is anyone even putting up with this? It is beyond bizarre.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
For more than 100 years, the Rockefeller Foundation has worked to establish world government, abolish nation states, dumb down the population by taking control of education, and most importantly, taking control of Western medicine. Now, they had a bad name by the 1920s. They started converting over and funding other organizations and groups like IBM to continue on with their eugenics operations. Fast forward to the 1980s, the baton is handed by IBM via his mother on the board of directors to Bill Gates III, his father, of course, being the head of Planned Parenthood. And now he's been able to position himself over almost every health department in the world, every national health system. Bill Gates is in control. They have spent 100-plus years getting positioned to be able to control what happens to your body and what goes in your body. This is the holy grail of their operations, and now they're normalizing putting a new type of DNA in your body.
Remember the global lockdowns you're witnessing, the Black Lives Matter, Antifa riots, and racial attacks we're all seeing are publicly directed by a handful of top billionaires, led by people like Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, of course, Tim Cook, and others. They sit up there with their trillions of dollars they control in their companies, and their hundreds of billions of dollars individually, leveraging that against us and trying to create an artificial revolution against local government and police. And the mayors are, again, they're playing their political game to try to trigger the complete breakdown of the United States and Western Europe, show these billionaires can come in and buy it all up for pennies on the dollar. That's why I'm so angry at these globalists, because when you're looking at them, they're the ones that sit in their councils and have decided to run these plans against us. They are enemies of humanity and must be dealt with. It's us or them, period.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
It's a tragic case. As a matter of fact, we had it up on the screen, but she has a GoFundMe, Liberating Logan. She said they had to sell their house to even pay these attorney fees that they've got going now. She'd desperately like some legal advice, or if anybody can help her with that. And she can't do anything about this because this judge refuses to recuse himself from this case, no matter how prejudiced he is. He can't get the police to do anything because this is in the family court and so forth. You can't recall him. You know, he's even limited her to 10 minutes on, like, FaceTime, you know, like doing a internet visitation with a child. 10 minutes a day. That's it. Absolutely amazing. We have too much government in our lives in every respect, but it's absolutely amazing that he could make this a condition that she and her son have to get a vaccine, that she has to quarantine herself 14 days at her expense to meet him until this COVID thing is over, whenever he decides that that is the case. It's unbelievable. But get ready, folks, because there isn't any law, there isn't any agreement, nothing that will not be swept aside for this novel, for this dystopian novel. All right, we've got a money bomb that's going on, and we've been live since yesterday morning. Around the clock here at InfoWars, covering the debate and other issues, and we've got a video clip coming up, President Trump's response to the demand that he cannot do visitation with Joe Biden. Not allowed. And so we're going to have a clip of that coming up here. But if you would like to help us as part of this money bomb, if you go to InfoWars.com, you can see a donation button, and you can pick an amount or put a custom amount in there and support us. We have a goal of $1 million, and we're trying to get this as extra funding because things have gotten very difficult for us, as they have for you, I'm sure. Also, if you want to prepare for what is coming up after the election. We all know what is going to be happening. This is, we're all getting signs of what is going to be happening with the election on a daily basis. And if you want to prepare for that kind of unrest, if you want to prepare for what is going to happen as winter comes along and they roll out hundreds of millions of tests to everybody, as they're now doing, I reported through the universities, doing it for people who want to travel on airplanes, and of course, a 90% false positive rate. If you get a false positive, oh, now you're in the contact tracing database. You might be whisked off to be quarantined. You might be sent to some kind of a FEMA camp. You're not going to get out of there until you test negative with a test that gives you 90% false positives. So this is a very disturbing situation. We've already seen the first round of this. Oh, we got two people who tested positive in the meatpacking plant. We're going to shut everything down. So if you don't want to be caught in that kind of scenario, take a look. We've got a special going on right now as well. Preparewithalex.com. My Patriot Supply is teaming up with us to offer big discounts off of a 3-month food supply, as well as discounts on the Alexa Pure pitcher, water filter, and backup power devices. And you can find that at preparewithalex.com. We also have a big sale at our products, our InfoWars Life products that are on InfoWarsStore.com. Things like Brain Force Plus, Ultimate Krill Oil, Super Male Vitality, Extendawise. And they are now 50% off plus free shipping, all of those. And you also get triple points on the items that are on sale as part of our sale. Our money bomb sale at InfoWarsStore.com. We have up to 60% off, but free shipping and triple Patriot points. That's going to get you discounts in the future at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. All right. I was talking about the colleges that are testing everywhere. Again, began about a month and a half ago at Texas A&M and also at Penn State, at University of Northern Colorado and so forth, but it's also the airlines. Airlines are cracking down really hard, and it is a suicidal tailspin that the airlines are in. They continue to harass customers more and more and hoping that the government is going to bail them out and pull them out of this tailspin at the very last minute. But they have become the example of how private corporations are going to enforce the mandates that the government wants in for travel. Use this as a health passport. As I pointed out, the quick test, the one that the White House bought $150 million of from Abbott Labs after it ran through an emergency authorization by the FDA. I mean, they went through an emergency shutdown in April, early April. No tests. Now, at the end of August, an emergency authorization for this test, because this test comes is paired with an app on your phone to show that you have a health pass for one day. And I told you about that, didn't I? March the 16th. I said they're going to be testing everybody on a daily basis. And the guy who sent that to me did not make wristbands. That was not what he was in the – he was a cyber hacker, a white hat cyber hacker. So he works in the computer industry. We know that this is going to be computerized for central control and for contact tracing. And that is now part of this Abbott Lab program. So they give you a health pass. You get a test every day. And if you get tired of that, once they get a vaccine and you're tired of that routine, you're tired of the TSA DMV style lines, then you can get your vaccine and that will last, who knows, maybe a year. You'll get an immunity passport. You can travel for a year. And so this is something that's being rolled out, already being done at the Tampa airport. You've already got partnerships, Cathay Airlines, one of the premier airlines, now rolling this out to have an immunity passport for people. American Airline flight attendant sent this to me saying, this is coming from the union here. And this is what they're saying in the message to their people yesterday. Fellow flight attendants, you are trained to mediate and to facilitate resolution at the lowest level of intervention. The integrity of this program is reliant on confidentiality, and we provide a collaborative approach to resolving issues in the workplace. We urge you to utilize the resources that we provide. No issue is too trivial. One of the most recent issues in today's environment is, of course, mask compliance. It's the only issue that they're talking about. The company's mask mandates have been the subject of many calls. We, along with the Allied Pilots Association, take this very seriously and will address each call with the utmost concern. As union members, we want to protect all jobs. Professional standards should be your first contact in conflict resolution. And as the person who sent this to me pointed out, you understand that what they're doing is they only care. They only care about face diaper compliance. But if you are not a face diaper Nazi about it, they're encouraging other flight attendants to snitch on those who are not willing to be face diaper Nazi police, the Gesundheitsführers. And they want the flight attendants to fight it out amongst themselves so that management doesn't even have to deal with the headache they've created. That's exactly what is happening here. Another person who sent me an email said, David, I was wondering if you could share this class action that people are trying to organize against the lockdown and other measures in Victoria, Australia. Just thought I'd let you know. I'm also not speaking on behalf of the people that set up this class action. I'm just a concerned Australian citizen of my country who's sick of seeing the tyranny. Could you please email or post the call-in numbers? It would be calling from Australia. So they tried to call in from Australia and say, guys, can you put this up? I don't know. I didn't send you the link. We'll show this link coming up because there's a link on here. It's not in the email, so I don't have the phone number. So GoFundMe, a fundraiser by Nathan Buckley, class action against Andrews, Sutton, and others. So it is on GoFundMe, a fundraiser by Nathan Buckley, a class action against Andrews, Sutton, and others. And an individual on Twitter, Vic Grujic, G-R-U-J-I-C. So we'll get that information and we'll put that up so that people in Australia can find that. There you go. You've got it up on the screen there. And then there was a P.S. Do you think you could get Alex to do an entire segment wearing a Wookiee costume? Well, I don't know. I don't pick Alex's wardrobe, I gotta say. I know he's not gonna wear a mask, but I don't know if he'll wear a Wookiee costume for the entire segment. We'll be right back, and we have President Trump's response to the shutting down of the debate. They want social distancing. Yeah, it is coming back, and it is affecting everything. Again, just like censorship, if you don't stop this stuff, if you don't stand for individual liberty, it eventually comes back to the politicians, even to the president himself. We'll be right back.
The globalists are very, very honest about their planetary goals. They want private corporate governance above nation states, above religious institutions, above the family. They want total corporate power. There was a great film back in the early 1970s called Rollerball with James Caan, and it's based on a novel set in the year 2020. And in the book, you have mega corporations that control the planet. There are no longer nation states. There are only cities that are the capitals of the corporations. Well, if you actually read what the Davos Group and the CFR, Trilateral Commission, say in the year 2020, that is their end game. That is their goal. So we're talking about a Hunger Games type scenario here, run by very, very, very ruthless people who see us as chattel. And they're using COVID-19 as their takeover strategy and Communist China as their model. We must reject it now. The Bible talks about there being 10 kings of the earth that sit above the nation states and who give their power unto the one world leader, the Antichrist, and that he has a beast system that no one can buy nor sell unless he has that mark in the forehead or in the palm of their hand. And we look back on all the warnings we were given and all just the common sense that even if we believe in God or prophecy, giving governments and corporations the power to control who can buy and who can sell, to track everything we do, is not just a recipe, it's a blueprint for total enslavement. And now you look at Bill Gates You look at Bloomberg and others who openly say, we're technocrats. We should decide how much salt you get, how much alcohol you get, how much red meat you get. We're technocrats. We know best. And we're now going to set up the economy with a social score to totally control you. You snap your fingers. We're here. They're just rolling it out. And a lot of people are complying with it. It's insane.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Plant the seed in our home, and boys, let it grow where all can see. Feed it with our devotion, boys, call it the Liberty Tree. It's a tall
Liberty
tree.
It's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We are the sons of liberty.
I beat him in the first debate. At the second debate, we have a never-Trumper as a host, but that's okay, because I'd beat him in the second debate also. And but I'm not going to do a virtual debate.
So you're not, so Mr. President, you're not going to do it because the CPD, the Commission on Presidential Debates, announcing this morning that the second presidential debate will be virtual. Are you saying you're not going to participate?
No, I'm not going to waste my time on a virtual debate. That's not what debating's all about. You sit behind a computer and do a debate. It's ridiculous. And then they cut you off whenever they want. I have a host who I always thought was a nice guy, but I see he's a never-Trumper. You know, came out that he's a never-Trumper. We do have some of them, Maria, believe it or not, because they don't like to win.
I'm not doing a virtual debate.
They didn't even tell us about the debate, Maria.
So you just learned this morning?
Yeah, we learned it the same way you learned it. They called up 2 minutes ago, and it was announced. And they're trying to protect Biden. Everybody is. They're trying, like that NBC disaster where he went on this show with Lester Holt. It was like it was meant for a child. It wasn't meant for a grown person. He gets up and he says, we're not fracking. We're not fracking. He was fracking. For 6 months, he was fracking. He was raising his very thin hand, and he was fracking. And now all of a sudden he's not fracking. Well, tell the Pennsylvania people that you're going, it's ridiculous. He said he's not fracking. That's all he said. And then all of a sudden he goes to a fracking mode. And how about her? She committed her life to it. And all of a sudden she's a fracker. She's a big fracker. They're going to stop fracking the minute they get into office. They're lying to everybody. They're lying about so many different things. But you have to confront people. You can't do it.
I want to talk to you about that. I want to talk to you about what you heard last night. But Mr. President, you say you're not going to do this debate. Address the criticism, Mr. President, the criticism that you removed your mask for a photo op. You got to the top of the steps. You removed it. People are worried about your recent diagnosis. Now you've got 30-plus people with coronavirus in and around the White House. Address that concern for us, Mr. President. As you tell the Commission on Debates, you're not going to do this virtually.
Yeah, well, first of all, I think I'm better. When to a point where I'd love to do a rally tonight. I wanted to do one last night. But I think I'm better to a point that I feel better than I did, you know, I jokingly said 20 years ago. I feel perfect. There's nothing wrong. I had a case. I got it knocked out. I think it was Regeneron that was responsible for it. Because of that, it was sort of like almost a gift from heaven because of what I went through, and I had a, you know, I felt pretty lousy. A lot of people did. And a lot of people do. You know, no matter how good the security, you're not going to protect yourself from this thing with just your standard anything, unless you just literally don't come out. And even those people found out. Did you see in New York City, the most heavily locked down place, the people that caught it the most were the people that were caught in their houses and their apartments, okay?
All right, that's President Trump. Responding to all this and talking about what's going on. Joining me now in the studio is Del Bigtree. And coming up in the next segment, we only got about a minute before we go to break here. But Del, you know, we see this now affecting everything. It's shutting down the White House. It's shutting down the debates. It may be shutting down or delaying at least the Supreme Court confirmation. There's not any aspect of life, all the way down to a mother that I talked to at the bottom of the hour, that's not being affected by this.
It's almost like there's an agenda.
Yeah.
You know?
they've got a plan out there. Yeah. It's like they've been planning this for decades or something. It's absolutely amazing to me to see everything being swept aside, even at the highest levels.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, Trump and all, can't do anything about it.
I keep asking myself, what are we really up against? I mean, the more and more you look at this, none of this adds up. None of it makes any sense. More and more scientists around the world are coming out against the lockdown saying that this is a treatable illness. There is no reason, especially for our children, those that are young and healthy. Yes. Yeah. We should be marching them forward to, you know, get us to herd immunity. And I think we can talk more about this, but herd immunity, let's be clear. We're going to get herd immunity, whether it's through a vaccine or through natural infection.
That's right.
And so to be everybody that attacks herd immunity is an idiot. The
That's
question
right.
is, are we going to wait a year and a half, 2 years for a vaccine to come, or can we do it this year and get back to business? And that's really, I think, the conversation.
That's right. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hello, my name is Dr. Fauci, and I've been at the NIH and CDC for 45 years, and I've overseen, well, you know, the AIDS pandemic and so many other things, and I take my orders from Bill Gates, Dr. Bill Gates. I mean, he's not a doctor, but he controls everything you do. And he now says you're going to take the shots. And of course, in England, they are now saying what I told you. You will not be allowed to travel, leave your home until you take all the shots. Dr. Gates, I mean Bill Gates, your owner, your master, says you will have to take 4 to 5 COVID shots a year for adult, 2 for baby. Baby much more manageable, just like Bill Gates give you polio and vaccine. I'm Dr. Fauci, reminding you that we owe you.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
All right, we're back with Del Bigtree. And Del has been on vaccines before they became the central organizing principle of global society. And of course you can find him at thehighwire.com.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, so, you know, Del, as we look at this, like we're talking about, just as we're going to break, the fact that they totally ignore, the demographics of this disease. And we've never seen a pandemic with demographics like this. The demographics that say that until you get to your mid 60s, you basically, we have essentially a zero death
risk.
Rate.
That's right.
And yet they're cracking down on schools. We had the story out of Florida. We got a 14-year-old with asthma. Mm-hmm. They have the police arrest him because he's not wearing a mask. The story that I had, I interviewed the mother, Melanie Jones, at the bottom of the last hour.
Yeah.
And denying visitation, this judge who is a COVID maniac, you didn't wear a mask in a Facebook picture and so forth. So I'm going to demand that you can't see your kid until you get a vaccine that doesn't exist, and
right.
the child gets a vaccine that doesn't exist, and that child is 14 years old as well. I mean, we've got a disease here that basically, I think, they've taken the actuarial tables, and they've just scratched that out and put COVID next to it.
Well, let's
it's
be
crazy.
Clear. I mean, one of the things I get blamed of, I was just in a debate last night, and, you know, they said, well, Del, you don't care about the 96% that have comorbidities. They are dying too, right? What we know is only 6% based on CDC numbers
mm-hmm.
only had COVID-19 when they died. The other 94% had other comorbidities, and 2.5, on average, 2.5 other heart disease, COPD, diabetes, and cancer, right? Things that already are putting you on your deathbed.
And old age. All these things that have been normally diagnosed
right.
as natural causes.
But here's the point, and this is where mainstream media is lying to everybody. You know, okay, fine. I'm not saying that those people don't matter. What I'm saying is they die every year from coronavirus and flu every single year.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they've done is they've changed the way we categorize things, right? If you really think about it, if we're really going to use our critical thinking, remember when grandma last died or your grandfather or someone you loved, what they said is died from complications of cancer, died from complications of heart disease. What that meant was they had pneumonia. I mean, mm-hmm. that's how you die.
That's
your
right.
heart finally shuts down because, or your body shuts down because it can no longer fight the common cold. That's how sick you are. And so now, all of a sudden, instead of saying complications from cancer, we're saying President COVID-19.
That's right.
Right? We've changed the way we're doing this. So people say to me, Del, what do you mean that nothing's happening here? Over 200,000 people have died in America. And I say, really? 640,000 people died of heart disease last year. Hundreds of thousands died from cancer. Mm-hmm. Where do you think those numbers are right now? What do you think is driving COVID-19? And let's be honest. Okay. If we're going to change the way the game is played, then let's retrospectively go back and look at the death tables, as you pointed out, and say how many people were listed as having died of cancer that actually died of the flu. And I guarantee you, if we did that, you would find out that flu didn't kill 80,000 people. It's still a big number, right?
Right.
80,000 with the vaccine just 2 years ago. We accept that. I think you would find out that flu probably kills hundreds of thousands of people every year in America that have cancer, heart disease, COPD, and all of these issues.
That's right.
So all they've done is just change how we categorize a death. And so it's a play on numbers.
You know that, and I know that.
Right.
I had you on in the past.
Yeah.
We talked about how
they
refuse to give the numbers, how they send out the documents to during a regular flu season. They say, don't send this stuff in. We don't have enough tests to test everybody. Just make a clinical diagnosis. We've got the American Hospital Association saying, wait a minute, you're saying that you're not going to pay us to Medicare. You're not going to pay us because we made a clinical diagnosis. You told us that you didn't have any tests. You told us that they didn't work. You told us to make a clinical diagnosis. Just presume it. And now you don't want to pay us the bonus, you know, for the COVID diagnosis that we did. It's absolute. We've seen this whole game before.
We have.
We've seen how they've inflated the flu deaths in the past to pressure people. Now they're going to inflate this and call it COVID, call it novel, to mandate, not just to pressure you to get a flu vaccine, but to mandate that you get a flu vaccine in order to live your life.
Well, and the flu vaccine is really actually quite dangerous. All of the really good science we're looking at right now shows us that the flu vaccine makes you more vulnerable to coronavirus. This is out of a giant military study that was done where there was a 38% increased risk of developing coronavirus if you got the flu vaccine. A really awesome study, a placebo-based study out of Japan, showed the same thing, that those that got the flu shot compared to a group that actually got a saline injection, they tracked them for a year, they had the same amount of flu between both groups. So the vaccine didn't do anything, but four times the rate of other upper respiratory illnesses like rhinovirus or coronavirus, these things. So what we know is the flu shot is making you more vulnerable to other types of upper respiratory conditions. So of all the times in the world that they're going to push the flu shot in order to protect you, this is not it. This flu shot is going to make you more vulnerable to coronavirus. Now, I'm not saying what other people are saying, which is it gives you coronavirus. I want to be clear about that. It's not what I'm saying. It lowers your immunity in your body's immune system to actually be looking for coronavirus. It sees everything as the flu and it just lets it by if it's a coronavirus, is what we think. So it's viral interference is what they call it. But it also might be immune enhancement, which is an issue that's becoming more and more interesting as we look at the COVID-19 vaccine. That's the idea that if you don't have a strong enough antibody response, and especially those killer antibodies, then maybe the antibodies are helping the virus penetrate the body and, you know, resulting in a cytokine storm. These are the issues we saw in all the animal trials with COVID-19, this immune enhancement problem, and none of the trials are really looking to see if they've stopped it. Now, remember, this killed children in the RSV vaccine program back in the 1960s. We discontinued it. It killed over 600 people with a dengue vaccine in the Philippines just over a year ago. Mm-hmm. This immune enhancement issue is a serious problem. And so these are the types of things that we should really be investigating when we're deciding to push everybody to get a vaccine. This flu vaccine push right now may get more people killed during the coronavirus pandemic, whatever you want to call it, than any other decision we make. And so people really need to be thinking twice and doing their own research. It's hard, right? Tony Fauci is telling me to get a flu shot. It must be true.
Yeah.
Got to start looking at who's funding these people.
And I tell you, this is the big issue that I have, that at the center of all this, you've got President Trump, who foolishly thinks that this is going to be his opportunity to revive the economy. You know, going back to the Clinton impeachment trials, Carville said, it's the economy, stupid. Nobody cares about the impeachment.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about the affairs or the rapes or allegations and that kind of stuff. It's just the economy. Well, the economy was shut down because of the lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
And the lockdown is coming again because of the tests. But President Trump's like, well, okay, we'll do a bunch of tests. And yet that's just going to lock them down even more. Look at what happened at the White House. They're testing everybody.
Yeah.
And that's a test that has a 90% positive or negative.
False positive.
False positive on the PCR test. The new one that they've got, the Abbott Labs test, is even worse. 93% false positive.
Yeah.
But that's got a health pass with it. All right, so you get that pass. I reported back on March 16th, I had a person who is a white hat cyber guy, and he sent me a picture of what they were planning at the time. You get a daily test, and you get a little wristband, but of course they're putting it into the computer thing at the time. And that's exactly what they're talking about, giving, having you get tested on a daily basis so that you can travel or so that you can work or whatever, go to school.
Well, what's crazy about this is really, again, we've never done this before. There are geeks around the world that have been wanting billions of dollars poured into some crazy investigation they want to do on humanity, and that's what's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, we have never called a person who has no symptoms a case.
That's
so, that, again, we have shifted the goalposts in how we're calculating a case. When they say 7 million cases, what they mean is 7 million people that tested positive for COVID-19. Remember, we all have cancer cells in our body all the time,
yeah,
floating around by themselves. You just don't ever want them to collect as start creating a tumor. We only say
it's
you have cancer.
Load. Yeah,
right.
Viral load.
Right. We only say you have cancer once that viral load hits a certain place and you start developing tumors, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the same thing with COVID-19. This asymptomatic carrier is the greatest hoax we've ever seen. We don't even know how many asymptomatic carriers or asymptomatic people there's been with the flu or rhinovirus or coronavirus before. These are numbers. These are brand new numbers we're looking at. As far as we know, 100 million people could have tested positive for the flu had you tested 100 million people in America last year. We've never done it before. These tests aren't telling us anything. It's all brand new information, and we're comparing it to past situations where we never looked at it this way. So if you start testing everybody, sure, down the road, there might be some real value, right? 10 years down the road, as we start really combing through this data, we may be learning something about how viruses work that we've never known before. The problem is how it's affecting our politics, how they're using it to control us as though there's a comparator to where we were before.
That's right.
No, we may be exactly where we've always been.
2020 electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time and you've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms, and most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to band.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site, the exact same links, the exact same videos where you can comment, you can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out since he's going to take action once reelected against big tech, and then he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he has taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesigned Infowars.com and sharing that link. Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested.
Arrested.
Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
Fight. InfoWars.com.
We've now entered month number 8 of the global lockdown, and it's horrible, and it's killing millions of people via starvation. But the good news is it's caused a planetary awakening as well. The general public all over the planet hate Bill Gates. He's the most unpopular person on Earth. People know he's not a doctor. People know he's a eugenicist. The population knows that his vaccines that he pushes have been filled with cancer viruses, polio, sterilants, and more. It's even in the Associated Press. So now they're beginning to understand that we the people know that there is a corporate global government and that these top tech billionaires sit in meetings and decide to pull the type of race war scams and coronavirus scams that we're witnessing. So remember that. And let them know that we know who they are and what they've done, and we hold them responsible for the collapse of civilization. They are the enemies of humanity. They want you dead.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Del Bigtree. TheHighWire.com is where you can find his, that's his website. You can find his broadcast. You got a podcast too, right?
Yeah, it all goes out on everywhere that we aren't being banned. We're currently banned on YouTube, but we are still, hanging on for dear life at Facebook for as long as that lasts. And, I go live every Thursday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. So I'm running out of here over to my studio when I get done. And so just go to TheHighWire.com. And we want people to sign our email list, as you know, because as you get kicked off of platforms,
yes,
it's really nice to be able to inform people where you can be found.
That's right. It's important to go to the website. Just go to thehighwire.com, yeah, just like you go to Infowars.com, because, you know, the game that everybody played, and of course, they got so many people into social media that we all want to go there. That's a big audience is there. So they used us to create that audience. As a matter of fact, I remember when Facebook first did their live stream stuff, Facebook Live or whatever.
Yeah.
And they called Alex, and they had him on as like the first 5 people that they had on and promoted it, you know? So they used Alex to build their program, and then they kick him off. And that's what they've done now. They basically, come on in, everything is free.
That's right.
The gates.
Let us get
gas.
All of your audience Vax. I mean, the film that I, you know, traveled the world with, that I think a lot of the success of Vax was based on Facebook Live. And then, of course, Periscope. So those two spaces, and then all of a sudden it cut Vaxxed out of, you know, and all the groups, you know, Bring Vaxxed to Austin, or all these groups that came together slowly got shut down. So you're right. They built their audience, and then they kicked us off of it. So.
Yeah. Well, you've been at the, what now is the epicenter of the reason for worldwide control. And of course, it's not even just the virus. I mean, it's the vaccine. Everybody is saying the same thing that Bill Gates is saying. Well, you're not going to have a life until you get the vaccine and your immunity passport. So let's talk a little bit about these vaccines that they're working on now.
Yeah.
And it's a really dangerous thing. One of the things that really, really concerns me, I talk about this all the time, is Operation Warp Speed. I'm absolutely flabbergasted that President Trump has spent well over $10 billion. And I think the Congress has funded even more than that if they want to use it to create this. Because look, folks, if you don't think that President Trump is going to force you to take a vaccine, somebody is. He's not going to be president forever. Even if he gets reelected, we're setting up a precedent here where the government can rush through a vaccine without doing any kind of safety testing, even not even pretending to do it. And then also at the same time, you're seeing all these different levels, even in Florida, as we're talking about before. The governor may be removing restrictions.
Yeah.
But it's these people at the lower level, you know, that's the ultimate.
It's a great irony for libertarians, right? Yeah. That it's like the smaller, more controlled government that we just can't seem to get ahead of this. Even when you have a governor say to the state, but then you have a mayor that goes against them.
Well, it's ultimately the local level, you know, because it's a good example in Florida. If you have somebody who doesn't want to control you like we do in these other states, you can still get the control at the local level. But if you've got somebody at the governor's office who does want to control you like Whitmer, you can have somebody who's a local sheriff or local elected officials, and they can protect you from that person. They can protect you from the governor. They can protect you from the state government, from the president himself, if you've got a good local official. So that's really what this election is about, making sure you identify some people at the local level that are going to stand for your freedom. But let's talk about the risk of this vaccine and this new mRNA approach.
Right. So that's Moderna's vaccine. I mean, of course, there's, I think there's 1,000 companies, but I think there's currently 36. I'm forget the number. They're actually in trials right now. Moderna has the mRNA approach. I mean, essentially,
but isn't Pfizer and AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson, aren't they also using some kind of an RNA modifying
So my understanding of AstraZeneca is, I mean, AstraZeneca is an adenovirus vector vaccine. And so what that, it's a little bit different. In that's a gene-based vaccine. So in that, they're using the adenovirus, a monkey cold virus, essentially, that apparently our body doesn't react to, supposedly. They're
Using
that.
Safe.
Right. They're using that as like a vessel to carry a gene to go and mutate, you know, and enter your gene pool so that it can start, you know, making your cells manufacture things. So they're similar,
like
right? Right. Well, they're similar in that what they're doing is we are not just taking a piece of a virus anymore and letting the body react to it, you know, and create immunity. And so even though I think this, I've investigated and talked about the failures of that approach to vaccines already, this is new. Now we're essentially, you know, sending encoded messages. I mean, these are, for people that are religious, these are God vaccines, right? An mRNA vaccine, the DNA sends an RNA message to your cells to produce a protein or produce something to protect yourself from this virus that's here. We're inserting a fake message that's supposed to have come from your DNA, come from your source to go to your cells. We are sending a message for your cells to start a basically a factory to fight a virus that isn't really there. And the real questions, and I've talked to some pretty big scientists that are in the middle of even the trials of this, they themselves are concerned that we don't know that this messaging will ever stop. It's sort of like the idea of the first nuclear bomb. We didn't know, do the atoms ever stop splitting? Because if they don't, we're all going to die here.
They said, we don't care.
We don't care. Let's go for it. That's how science works. Eventually, the geeks win out. They got to figure out what happens. Let's just do this thing. And that's what they're doing with the vaccine. There's a real concern that down the road, if it doesn't, you know, if it keeps making the cells, you know, mutate or work to fight a virus that isn't there, you will definitely have massive autoimmune issues in your future, at the very least. Cancers. And so a lot of these things.
Because that's the way cancer operates. Cancer takes over your cells and starts making you, if you got kidney cancer, starts having all of your cells make kidney cells that aren't quite right.
Right. And so, and the adenovirus vaccine, AstraZeneca, is that kill, I forget the name of the kid right now, but there's a kid that died back in the 1990s when they were just starting sending gene therapies through an adenovirus vector or virus vector. It's a known dangerous event. People have died, you know, trying to develop this technology. It's never been developed. It's never been successful.
That's right.
Not adenovirus, not mRNA, none of these things. And they've been at it for decades. Think about, I mean, gene therapies, right? Let's go back to the simple idea. We've all been reading in science magazines about gene therapy, the idea that you could insert a fix into your DNA code, like pull out the problem that's causing cancer and insert the right, you know, letters essentially into that group and fix the problem. Well, where is it? It's still not online, and we've been looking at it for decades now. Why? Because as you pointed out, it always seems to cause cancer. If it doesn't insert properly or misses just by a little bit, well, that they haven't figured that out, and yet that's how all these vaccines, they're all insertion vaccines or RNA messaging vaccines. We haven't figured out how to keep these things from causing cancer. And so when you think about warp speed, when you think about rushing anything in the world, this is the most dangerous set of products they've ever rushed. Mm-hmm. All right? I think I'm not against science. I think it's an interesting technology. Go ahead, go back to drawing boards for another 20 to 50 years, stay on monkeys and mice, which you've already destroyed in every animal trial. No animal has actually made it through this process and been healthy. And so,
well, you skip the animal trials.
So let's just get out of animal trials. We're killing too many animals. Yeah. Let's just get right into human beings. So,
because we respect the animals.
Right, yeah. PETA wins this time, right?
That's right. Well, you know, that's the thing that ought to make your skin crawl when you see them describing this and saying, the reason that this works is because we don't have to create the vaccine, your body becomes a vaccine manufacturer. Right. And it's like, okay, wait, you're altering my body to become the factory for your vaccine. We'll be right back with Del Bigtree. Stay with us.
And perhaps, most cruelly of all, if Donald Trump has his way, the complications from COVID-19, which are well beyond what they should be, it's estimated that 200 million people have died. 200 million people have died, probably by the time I finish this talk.
Right after Joe Biden made that statement that more than 60% of America has died from COVID-19, when it's not even 200,000 in reality, he went on to say 6 million have lung scarring and heart damage. It's all made up. But you know where he got it? The mainstream media that continues to actually say things like that. They said that 4% of America would be dead already. Of course, it's 0.0000 and then add a number because the numbers vary. It's a real virus, just like people being struck by lightning is real. But to shut down society over lightning strikes is hysteria and is mind control.
This is your last chance to get 8-pack power stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack power stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-pack power stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack power stack now, or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack power stack, 60% off and free shipping.
Talks about there being 10 kings of the earth that sit above the nation states and who give their power unto the one world leader, the Antichrist, and that he has a beast system that no one can buy nor sell unless he has that mark in the forehead or in the palm of their hand. And we look back on all the warnings you were given and all just the common sense that even if you believe in God or prophecy, giving governments and corporations the power to control who can buy and who can sell and to track everything we do is not just a recipe, it's a blueprint for total enslavement. And now you look at Bill Gates, you look at Bloomberg and others who openly say, we're technocrats, we should decide how much salt you get, how much alcohol you get, how much red meat you get. We're technocrats, we know best. And we're now going to set up the economy with a social score to totally control you. You snap your fingers, we're here. They're just rolling it out. And a lot of people are complying with it. It's insane.
The future isn't coming. It's here. And in the future, keeping your humanity, saving your soul, your integrity, your very essence is going to be your most valuable asset. In fact, it's going to be your only asset. The world being built by the technocrats and the trap they've now sprung with COVID-19 and the endless lockdown is the beginning of the process of taking us past domestication into total and complete dehumanization. Human life will be impossible to be carried out in an original biological way by the year 2050. This is their stated goal. I'm sorry to have to report horrifying things like this to you, but only by facing the horror and not projecting your own decency onto the enemy can we turn this around. You must study their own writings, you must face the facts, and you must come to grips with it. You're all being incrementally destroyed.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Analyzing the globalist's next move. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Del Bigtree again, thehighwire.com. Go there directly because we never know, since he's now at the epicenter of this epidemic. It's all about the vaccine. And he's been talking about vaccines and the issues with this. And boy, have we multiplied those issues now with the COVID epidemic. So go directly to the website, thehighwire.com, because it's going to be an increasing censorship. We've already seen this. This is not any conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy fact. When they shut down all the different big tech companies, shut down InfoWars within a 12-hour period, that's a conspiracy.
Right.
but let's talk a little bit about the control aspect.
Yes.
Because that is where this always converges. It always seems to go back. The vaccine is there, and, you know, we're concerned about the health issues of this. We're concerned what it'll do to the population and the side effects we've already seen in the past with vaccines that people have, and we don't see any long-term testing of these things. And I've talked about that as well. And maybe, you know, we should talk about the testing aspect of this, because not only did they not test at the beginning, you had the FDA, we talk about the 94% of the cases, they say the comorbidities and so forth.
Yeah.
But I look at that 6% and I say, but they were telling everybody we don't have any tests and the tests don't work from the very beginning. And then when you had labs, like even one of them was here in Austin, and they said, we're FDA approved labs, and if you send us a specimen, we can test it for you. The FDA said, shut that down. I said, why are they shutting down the testing at this point?
Mm.
And now they're going the opposite direction, and they're rolling emergency authorization for this Abbott lab test, which is not quantitative. We talked about that.
Right.
And then not doing a test on the vaccine. But the part of that test that I think makes that important is the fact that they can use that as a health passport, and then also use that to surveil you, because I think that's where they're really going with all this.
Well, and one of the things I want to point out, just because you brought it up, a lot of those labs that said, hey, we can test, we have FDA approval, that got shut down, it was all for your own private testing, right?
That's right.
They didn't want you to have your own tests and your own information that you carry and say, hey, look, I took a test and here's what I know about myself. No, they want somebody else sending it off and coming back and telling you you're positive, you're negative, and how many
and
people.
Telling them.
Right.
Because
right,
that's the thing
right,
about the Abbott
right.
Labs thing. It's going to say, oh, well, you get a test and,
right.
and then we'll show on here that you pass it such and such a date.
Right.
Guess what? The other side of that that they don't talk about, they're going to tell the government that you didn't pass it.
Who, I mean, they hold all the power, whatever they want to tell anybody. And how many people have we all met now? They're saying, you know, I signed up to go get tested, then I didn't end up going, and then I got a letter, I tested positive. You know,
yeah.
I mean, this is what's going on. Are these tests, who knows if these tests are even being done, right?
Exactly.
I mean, they can just be thrown in a garbage can, and you're just part of a lottery. We don't know, right? We don't know. Where's the standardization? And we're talking about testing hundreds of millions of people, and why? I mean, let's be honest, right? This is the most absurd thing you can imagine. And this is why you got to start seeing, it has nothing to do with our health. This is all about getting used to a controlled world, a world where you are living in a constant prison. Look what's happening
and
in Australia.
They're rolling it out through the colleges
right.
and the airports.
I
just read the beginning of the program, all these people sending me stuff, like students or faculty saying, now they're telling us, you came up randomly. We don't think that there's any symptoms or anything, but we're going to have to test a quarter of the population every day here in the college. So they're getting all these tests, and as you said, it's a big psychological conditioning.
Let's take their word for it. Coronavirus is one of the most infectious illnesses there is. It always has been, right?
Yeah.
It's why they've been using it in bio labs, saying, man, if we could make this thing deadly, it is so infectious, it'd be an awesome weapon, right? That's why it's there. Well, if it's as infectious as they say, and we've been going as long as we have, contact tracing and testing only works like in Australia and New Zealand right now, right? If you manage to jump on top of that, the second, you know, you have five cases in your country, then you can track those, you can control those, and you can stop the spread in your country. Now, we could talk about the fact that Australia cannot open, that New Zealand cannot open, that they're in their own island prisons right now, but they don't have COVID-19 running around. In America, they have a different set of problems. But here in America, where now this thing has been sweeping here for almost 9 months, I assure you, all 340 million Americans, we're walking past people with COVID-19, especially asymptomatic people that simply have, you know, their bodies are, they're healthy, they probably beat it, but they have, you know, fragments inside of their body. So if you're going to contract, here's a news flash, you don't need to. You might as well all quarantine if this is what it's about. Cause I assure you today, you just walk past somebody. Okay. There's no way you didn't because this thing is everywhere. And so let's be realistic. Let's start thinking, who do we want to come in contact with it? We want our healthiest people. And this is what the scientists that are coming forward are now saying. You are going to kill just as many people with a lockdown as if you didn't do anything at all. Because all you're doing is slowing the roll of the virus, but it's eventually finding the elderly. It's finding those that are susceptible. Whereas a smart society really protects those that are vulnerable, the elderly, those that have other comorbidities. And then you put forward everybody under the age of 50 that don't have other, you know, issues, all of your children, and you march them forward to catch the illness and get herd immunity amongst your healthy. That's the only way you keep the death rate down. Otherwise, you're just avoiding the inevitable.
By taking the young people, the healthy people, the college kids,
right?
Okay, and testing them on a daily basis, they're not using them to protect people, they're using them to lock people down.
That's
because
right.
They're saying, look at this, so, yeah, we got a microscopic here, amount here that we don't have a quantitative test, but it's present there, they're not symptomatic, they can't pass this on to anybody, but we're going to pass on our lockdown based on our test.
That's right. I mean, the entire thing makes no sense. The tests aren't accurate. You want those kids in college, and Dr. Simone Gold just put out a tweet, you know, she put together the Frontline Doctors Summit. I mean, tens of thousands of college students, you know, have tested positive, and there's like, I think 3 hospitalizations out of all of them and no deaths, right? Mm-hmm. That's exactly, that is the course, that is the track you want to be hearing, right? What we want to be hearing, and is what they're saying, the infections are now going into the younger people, that we seem to have already killed everybody it's going to kill, and now it's getting into the healthier population. So you're seeing a rise in cases, but the deaths is going through the floor. That's perfect. That means it's time to start opening up this country and get back to business, because the biggest story there is China is taking over the world.
That's
that's what I want to say.
Right.
Wake up, America. China is taking over the world. They are manufacturing while you're quivering in your basement, while you and Joe Biden and whoever's masked in your basement, you don't want to go out in public. China is taking over the world because they're manufacturing all the toilet paper, all the things you need to do to survive and hide from this virus. They're not hiding anymore. So they're on the track. They're winning the race, and we're all in a pit stop waiting for a vaccine that they're already telling you will not stop transmission now, is going to be at best 50% effective. So it's totally useless. Our entire approach to waiting for a vaccine will have no point. They're telling you will still be locked down. You will still be wearing a mask. So can an adult please step into the room and say our economy matters. The health, the mental health of our people, the ability to feed ourselves and buy our drugs and buy our vitamins and take care of ourselves is a crucial part of the math that has not been spoken about. We need to speak about it now, or we are going to be slaves to a global system run by China. And I'm telling you, if we knew that was happening for real, you woke people up, we would rush millions of soldiers in right now to fight China to make sure they don't take over our country. And we would risk them dying. And right now we're terrified because of the people that are on their deathbeds already sick are dying.
Yeah.
That's our sacrifice right now, to get back out in the public and say, let's hold on to this great country. Let's still remain world leaders. I think that's what we're voting for this
year.
They're
not just manufacturing our toilet paper and our drugs. They manufactured this crisis.
Yes.
They modeled it, and then they hammered with social media bots. They hammered Italy until Italy followed it, and then they kept this whole thing, this ball escalated, this snowball.
They hammered us with Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci. They didn't even need bots. The people
That's
that
right.
we bow down to are selling us a global agenda coming out of China.
That's right.
I believe that these are grounds for treason. I think that we should be investigating these people that live in America, that use foreign agents to push, you know, all the things we've talked about, mess up the math, change the columns, and make it look like this cold is killing everybody. And then all of a sudden you destroy the economy of the United States of America.
That's right.
You destroy our political system. You get us all fighting each other. You take away our jobs. I mean, we're shutting down Regal Cinemas. I mean, major pillars now. These aren't
all
just mom and pop stores.
Oh, yeah.
We're watching the destruction of all business in America.
Well, and 100,000 mom and pop stores, and that's the eradication of the middle
huge.
Class. We'll be right back. Del Bigtree, thehighwire.com. Stay with us.
Where did this water come from?
Infowarsstore.com.
We
can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
For more than 100 years, the Rockefeller Foundation has worked to establish world government, abolish nation states, dumb down the population by taking control of education, and most importantly, taking control of Western medicine. Now, they had a bad name by the 1920s. They started converting over and funding other organizations and groups like IBM to continue on with their eugenics operations. Fast forward to the 1980s, the baton is handed by IBM via his mother on the board of directors to Bill Gates III, his father, of course, being the head of Planned Parenthood. And now he's been able to position himself over almost every health department in the world, every national health system. Bill Gates is in control. They have spent 100-plus years getting positioned to be able to control what happens to your body and what goes in your body. This is the holy grail of their operations, and now they're normalizing putting a new type of DNA in your body.
2020electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time, and you've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms, and most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to ban.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site, the exact same links, the exact same videos, where you can comment, you can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out and says he's going to take action once reelected against big tech, and that he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he hasn't taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesigned InfoWars.com and sharing that link.
Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah.
Stand back and stand by.
During our Save America InfoWars Money Bomb sale, we have all your favorite products up to 60% off plus free shipping. In order to help maximize our coverage of this historic election, we need your support during this crucial time. We have our vitamin D supplement Winter Sun Plus at 25% off. Winter Sun Plus works as a defense against attacks on your immune system, which will be great during the coming winter months. Some of our best sellers like Body Ease and Turbo Force are on sale for 10% off. One of our bigger discounts, the 8-Pack Power Stack, is 60% off. And if you're looking to get Survival Shield X2, be sure to check out the Combo Pack with both items together at 60% off as well. All shirts in our apparel collection are currently set at the answers to 1984, which is $17.76. And we also have Prostaguard and Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock. So whether you're looking to stock up or thinking of adding something new to your daily routine, be sure to check out these deep discounts and more at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to, we got one more segment here with Del Bigtree, thehighwire.com. Before we get back to Del, and we're going to talk about the end goal of all this stuff, which is really surveillance and tracking everyone. And this is all converging, folks, as we talked about many times. Well, I want to get Del's take on this. But before we get back to Del, I just want to talk to you about our money bomb. We've been going around the clock since yesterday morning, covering the debate last night, but continuous coverage. And if you go to InfoWars.com, you can find a place where you can sponsor us, and you can select the level of sponsorship, $10, $20, $50, or custom amount. We've got a lot of different set amounts there, or custom amount. And we really do appreciate your sponsorship. As a matter of fact, if it wasn't for your sponsorship, we would have been gone a long time ago. after they shut us down on all social media. We have also some specials I want to tell you about. We have up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com and triple Patriot points and free shipping on many different items. As a matter of fact, BrainForce Plus, our final run ever, 50% off plus free shipping. Ultimate Krill Oil is selling out, 50% off plus free shipping. A lot of other products, Knockout, Turbo Force, 50, 60% off, free shipping, and triple Patriot points. It's going to get you discounts in the future. And finally, Prepare with Alex. That's going to be ending very shortly at the end of this marathon broadcast we've got. Prepare with Alex, we put together with My Patriot Supply some discounts off the free 3-month food supply, as well as the Alexa Pure pitcher water filter and some backup energy sources. But you better prepare for what's coming up, folks. Just talking about it last week, we had the poll that said 61% think the U.S. is on the verge of a civil war, but only 52% are preparing. So don't be part of that 9% that doesn't know what to do. Make sure you got food supply, because when they start testing everybody, and that's the plan, if they find one person who is not symptomatic, or a couple of them that test positive, they're going to shut down the food processing plants. We've already seen that. That's not a projection. That's not a theory. It's already been done the first round, and they're going to do this even more heavily the second round. So we don't know what's going to happen to the infrastructure, to our supply lines. Make sure you prepared yourself with food, with water, with electricity sources. Go to preparewithalex.com. Take a look at those sales that we have there. All right, Dell, let's talk a little bit about how this all converges.
Yeah.
Because as we were talking during the break, before they said we had any cases here in the U.S., when they're all saying, look at what's happening. China is dying. They've locked everything down. Cities with 11 million people locked down. And there were mainstream publications here in the U.S. that were saying, well, you know, we look at all of this surveillance that they have in China, and it's kind of creepy. But that has enabled them to deal with this better than we're going to be able to deal with it. We need to bring that here into the U.S. And that's really ultimately where this is all headed, isn't it?
It's amazing, the idea of being jealous of China or jealous of North Korea or Russia. These ideas of, you know, total, complete control. In fact, so many friends of mine that, you know, left Russia or the Soviet Union to come to America to experience freedom are saying to me, you have no idea what it's like to be tracked by the KGB all the time. Mm-hmm. Everywhere you go, in grocery stores, you know, looking at you, don't know who's who and who's really there to watch you or who's there to just be a regular citizen. That's what we're dealing with. And you're feeling that energy, right, with the mask, looking at each other, judging each other in grocery stores. We've lost our happiness. We've lost our joy. We've lost our freedom. And it gets us back to what our founding fathers warned us of, right? They're going to try and take away your freedom. They will always say, hey, just give up a little bit of, you know, liberty so you can get a little bit of safety. You'll have neither. And that is exactly what we find ourselves in. And it's for me, it's interesting because I've been focused on vaccines. And you're right. Somehow I took a sort of obscure discussion that I got really focused on as a reporter at CBS on the doctors, and then I took it, made backs, and found myself, and now all of a sudden I'm at the epicenter of this conversation. But there's a lot of people I'm talking to that said, Dell, I know you think vaccines is the big goal, that this pandemic was started in order to force a vaccine program. That's been my pitch. But they said, no, there's one step further. The vaccine is the final route to get us to complete surveillance.
And that's right.
We're going to create a fear around it, right? Those that don't have the vaccine are putting us all at risk. Just like we're hearing, those that aren't wearing their masks are putting us all at risk.
That's right.
And so we've got to track them. And we're all going to say, oh, right. And, you know, we got to track them. We got to track those that are putting me at risk. Exactly what Nazi Germany did with the Jews, right? They're sick. They're diseased. They're contaminating our bloodline, right? Mm-hmm. It's the same exact languaging, only now we have technologies that are terrifying. And what you and I were talking about in the break is, you know, there's a lot of just opportunism here, right? I'm not even sure if there's some global plan. Maybe there is. But when you think about all of the Silicon Valley, then they have all these technologies. Man, I could track you. If we could get the 5G, you know, installed everywhere so that that toaster with the camera and the refrigerator, I can watch everything you're doing. I can see every piece of food that you take out of your refrigerator. I know how you buy. I know how you shop. I know how old you are. I know who you're registered to vote for. I know who you did and didn't vote for. I know who you're talking to. I know who you hugged. I know who you kissed. All of this information is in these databases, right? This is what Silicon Valley has dreamt about. This is
their future.
And they've
been able to do it on cyberspace.
Absolutely.
And that's exactly what Google is doing in Sidewalk Labs in Toronto and in other places. Their smart city, which again goes back to the UN 2030
Absolutely.
Agenda. It was all then, it was going to be, we're all going to die if we don't save ourselves with environmentalism. Now we're all going to die if it's not the virus. They've just pulled that justification.
There's always another reason to die, right? There's always something else that can make you afraid of them. There's a reason we got to track each other and figure out what you're doing. Are you recycling? Are you doing the things that you need to do to stop global warming? And now, well, that didn't really work. People didn't care, and they start finding out we're not actually recycling that stuff. So let's get to a virus. Let's get to an imaginary enemy. I mean, these are this dystopian novels, right?
Yeah.
The imaginary war that's going on that nobody actually knows if it's actually happening or not. You're in your little walled city, in your smart city, and you're being controlled. But it is the delivery system. It's going to happen. We're already seeing it. People getting kicked off of planes because their mask slipped down while they were sleeping. You can't get on. Now what happens as soon as they take away the mask and say you have to have your vaccination or you have to have your COVID test. Doesn't matter how accurate it is. You got to have your little ID that you have all of your vaccinations. Every single vaccine. Yes. Remember, there's 270 vaccines that have been approved, mostly for adults that are about to hit the pipeline. Thousands of vaccines in trials. The future of pharma is vaccines. They're not even bothering with drugs anymore. Vaccines are the ticket because they can do this. They can make you have an ID where you have to have those to join your union.
That's right.
To keep working, to get a passport, to get on a plane, to get on a bus, to go into a restaurant. This is the future.
The global ID is the other side of the coin.
That's
the global vaccination. You got Gates with his ID 2020 program. He wanted to have a global ID for everybody by 2020. He's getting pretty close with us. He's also got the immunization agenda 2030. And the slogan is, everyone, everywhere, every age.
That's right.
What he doesn't say is every vaccine, but that's implied. Every vaccine, he says, you got to take.
It's an ankle bracelet on the world. I mean, that's right. Where it is, right? We're all getting our jailed like we, you know, now we are imprisoned in our home. Okay, fine. We'll let you not be in prison. You can go home, but put on this ankle bracelet so we can track everywhere you're going and what you're doing. Who signed up for this? I've done nothing wrong. There's no reason that I shouldn't be able to live a free life. And remember, when we talk about masks, we talk about vaccines, they're saying now essentially it is illegal for me to breathe the air, right? Yeah. We used to laugh about these states. It's not, Texas isn't one, but in California, you can't catch your own rainwater, right? You can't collect your own rainwater. States where like, wow, that's crazy. Folks, you can't breathe your own air. Okay. Yeah. You're going to wake up, you know, they're saying not allowed. I was at a football game here in Austin and my, you know, kids playing football and they're going around. I can't sit outside and watch my kid play football. I'm standing in a small pod with my wife and my best friend against the fence. They come up and say, get your mask on. And I held up my cup of coffee, said, I'm drinking my coffee. As soon as your coffee, I was like, yeah, okay, I'm on that, man. But I mean, what are we talking about? Do you own the air? What is going on here? And the future is so terrifying. These crazy people, the Bill Gates. I think these people had issues in high school. Nobody liked them, and now they're getting even. That's what's really
revenge
going
of
on.
The nerds.
That is, it is absolutely revenge of the nerds. 2020.
You're talking about the high school game. I covered a story out of Idaho, and same thing. A guy is watching the game, leaning on the fence. They come over and say, you got to put on your mask. And it's like, well, I'm not going to put on the mask. So they call the police. The police showed up, said, we're not going to arrest him. He's not bothering anybody. So the high school principal shut down the game at halftime.
Wow.
Called the entire game because the guy is standing on the outside fence watching it without a mask.
It's absolutely unbelievable.
It is
when
insane.
You see the mother that got tased and dragged out of the stands, you know, for not wearing a mask. And it's something today on my show on the High Wire, I'm having two OSHA professionals that come in. They test masks. They teach doctors how to wear masks. They're speaking out now. Real whistleblowers talking about what masks. If people really want to get the mask. I was saying this isn't the hill I want to die on. Mm-hmm. But now that it's clear that they want us wearing masks the rest of time. And I think about this. Think about our children, right? Our children wearing masks. Our children are being taught to hide from germs, to hide from bacteria. It goes against all the science we know. We could literally, within a generation, create kids. It's like they're aliens on their own planet that will not be able to breathe the air. Imagine going to Mexico and telling kids, don't drink the water. Don't drink the water here.
To completely shut down all social interaction.
That's it.
So
you can't touch.
You should be afraid of having any interaction with any human. You don't interact with anybody except through their control point. Ports, the cyberspace, right? And that goes back again to Toronto and Sidewalk Labs. You had some people who genuinely bought into that because they had environmental concerns. As they looked at it, they said, wait a minute, this is nothing other than a means to track everything that we do. I'm out of here. I don't want to have anything. And that's what we got to do. We got to wake up people to what is going on with this. That's what it's ultimately about.
True.
All right, we're out of time. Thank you so much for joining us. Del Bigtree, thehighwire.com. Thank you.
Money. It was in the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that all new cell phones would track your GPS location. I read from the federal law, and listeners couldn't believe me because that was un-American. Now the media admits that almost every app and every company that are on Apple and on Androids don't just track your location, but your surfing history, where you go, who you talk to, your relationships, and they all share the data with each other of what you're doing on the apps as well, including having apps turn on and listen to what you're saying, just like Siri or Alexa do, and then putting databases, transcripts of everything you say into those systems to be saved forever. Your phone is spying on you, and companies are generating secret surveillance scores based on information. This is the global Chinese Communist Social Credit Score. Get your protection privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com and cut Big Brother off dead in his filthy tracks. InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists are very, very honest about their planetary goals. They want private corporate governance above nation states, above religious institutions, above the family. They want total corporate power. There was a great film back in the early 1970s called Rollerball with James Caan, and it's based on a novel set in the year 2020. And in the book, you have mega corporations that control the planet. There are no longer nation states. There are only cities that are the capitals of the corporations. If you actually read what the Davos Group and the CFR, Trilateral Commission, say in the year 2020, that is their end game. That is their goal. So we're talking about a Hunger Games type scenario here, run by very, very, very ruthless people that see us as chattel. And they're using COVID-19 as their takeover strategy and Communist China as their model. We must reject it now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's the David Knight Show.
All right, welcome back. Of course, your mask doesn't protect you. It might protect other people. We don't really know. Yeah, we do know. And, of course, we could smell this going a mile away because we've already been told this a year ago. We're told, oh, you know, your measles vaccine doesn't protect you. It protects other people, and their measles vaccine doesn't protect them, but it protects you. So we know where this is headed. This is headed back to the vaccines. But, of course, there's a lot of people who don't believe in the masks. As a matter of fact, we've seen that Pelosi doesn't believe in it, especially in a situation where you're in close contact with somebody doing your hair for an extended period of time. You know, they tell us that this is just, everybody's going to die if we don't shut down the hair salons, shut down the churches, you know, got close contact, extended period of time. And, you know, the hairdresser is really close to you. So we got to shut them all down. Except that Pelosi doesn't bother to wear a mask under that situation. Caught on video. And then we had Dianne Feinstein caught on video at the airport, another place that we have to make this a point of control at the airports. And now we've had Mad Maxine caught in public without a mask after she's been lecturing everybody for months, after she condemned Herman Cain after his death, as the Gateway Pundit points out. She's demanded that everybody leave their home whenever they wear a mask whenever they leave their home. And now she's been caught outside without a mask. Funny how that works, isn't it? A kind of hypocrisy. They don't believe their own orders, so why should we believe that? And it isn't science. As Tucker Carlson pointed out, this is medieval superstition. It is medieval superstition. Pope Francis doesn't wear a mask. They just had pictures of him with a group of people. You can take a picture, show this picture, the Daily Beast, shaming Pope Francis because he is at an event. He's the only one there not wearing a mask, and he is kissing priests. A super spreader. There he is, right there. Not only not wearing a mask, but kissing priests. So, as Tucker Carlson also said, this is nothing but obedience training. Let me tell you what it is. It is psychological conditioning. It is obedience training. You know, the most effective obedience training is positive operant conditioning. This is the thing that's allowed them to do a very rapid training of animals, you know, dolphins and dogs, any kind of animal. A lot of animals that they've never been able to really effectively train before, they were able to do that with positive operant conditioning. That's different from negative operant. You don't punish the animal, but this is a technique that was put into place by B.F. Skinner, the guy who put his kids in a cage and used them as an experiment. And his book, Beyond Freedom and Dignity, as I pointed out before, was required reading by my wife when she was getting her master's degree in education. I saw that title, and it never occurred to me that somebody was advocating that we have a society that was beyond freedom and dignity. I was absolutely flummoxed when she told me what Skinner was proposing. And it is an eye-opening experience to read that. He sees us all as animals, animals who have no freedom, should have no freedom, and should have no dignity. He had nothing but contempt for those two things. And the people who are establishing this, the people who are telling us and demanding that we have to wear masks, they have nothing but contempt for our freedom and dignity as well. It is literally obedience training. It is psychological conditioning. And these people who treat you like animals, people who would do this to their own children, and they're now doing it to your children. And it's one of the reasons why that it was required reading by the school teachers. And it's one of the reasons why we never put our kids in a school. I saw what they were doing in terms of positive operant conditioning in the schools. Yeah, you let us, search your kid, run him through the metal detector, do all these other things, just like at the airport. You let us put our hands on you, let us x-ray you with a naked body scanner, and then we'll immediately give you a reward. You can come into the school, you can travel, and so forth. It is a full-on obedience training. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Are you sick and tired of your calm, peaceful life? Are you sleeping too well at night? Is your city too safe? Well, not anymore. Introducing Democrats. Politicians so incompetent, they'll fill your neighborhood with riots, looting, rampant violence, and even homelessness. The secret is a special blend of corruption and good old-fashioned stupidity. No more pesky law and order. When Democrats are in charge, nobody's safe. Simply vote for Democrats, sit back, and watch your neighborhood burn to the ground. But wait, vote for Democrats now, and they'll include rolling blackouts, election fraud, cancel culture, taxes, and more taxes. Democrats, bringing chaos right to your front door.
Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I was just saying, the schools have been into psychological conditioning, obedience training for quite some time. And as we look at Florida, it's absolutely amazing to me to see what is happening here. And again, I'll underscore the fact that even if you've got a more freedom-oriented governor, as they appear to have in Florida, I mean, he's opened up the state more than a Republican governor here has. We still have mandates on how much restaurants can open up and so forth. I'm not sure if they have mask mandate still statewide in the state of Florida. But I know that the governor took off any requirements that restaurants cannot open 100%. And yet, at the local level, this is really where this is happening, typically at the schools. And we just had, last week, we had a 14-year-old student who was arrested for not wearing a mask because the student had asthma. I mean, think about that. Think about how insane this is. And now we got a 16-year-old boy arrested last month. He's having panic attacks but they arrested him because he refused to wear a mask. This is the kind of psychological conditioning that's going on. And there's a lot that is happening in terms of, I think, COVID has now become a pass. You got a COVID pass. You got a pass if you hate people who exercise a religion, if you're a bigot about that. And a good example, probably the best example of this at the current moment, is what is happening in New York. If you look at the front page of the New York Post, lockdown rage. You have a bunch of Orthodox Jews in New York City who are protesting this. They said, you know, your laws telling us that we cannot celebrate our holidays, our religious holidays, are unorthodox. They're unconventional. They're unconstitutional as well. And Cuomo and de Blasio seem to be competing with each other to see who can be more over the top. And you see that bonfire there? Those are the Orthodox Jewish protesters who are burning their masks in a bonfire. Now, I applaud that. I applaud that. We hang together or we hang separately, because they're coming after every religious group. See, governments don't like authoritarian governments, and this is a real red flag to me. When a government starts attacking everybody who is exercising their religion, that is the biggest red flag that we're heading into communism that I've seen, because that is the hallmark of communism. Communist countries like China come after every religion. They come after Christians. They come after Muslims. They come after Buddhists. They come after Falun Gong. They come after every group. Why? Because they want everybody to worship them. Communists create a government as God environment, and it is a jealous God. So when we look at this, I like the way that Reason Magazine put it. Students and congregants may be collateral damage in a turf war between Cuomo and de Blasio. And then they said this, listening to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo rant, it seems also familiar. You think, yeah, I've heard this before. This guy sounds like the dictator in the movie Bananas, who ordered everybody to speak Swedish and to wear their underwear over their clothes. Except that Cuomo isn't intentionally a joke. Oh, that's just a perfect description. That's a perfect description. Since places of worship have been resistant to restrictions on gatherings, the governor got specific about penalties. He threatened, I have to say to the Orthodox community tomorrow, if you're not willing to live with these rules, then I'm going to close the synagogues. Oh, going to close the synagogues, close the churches, close the synagogues. A picture that Cuomo said showed an unlawfully large gathering of Hasidic Jews in recent weeks turned out to be a picture of a major rabbi's funeral back in 2006. I pointed that out yesterday. And then you had pushback from the Diocese of Brooklyn, the Catholics. They said, in the three Catholic academies and one parish school located in the affected area, enrollment totals 1,070 students, and there's only been one confirmed COVID case. And yet, going to shut down the churches, going to shut down the Catholic schools, going to shut down the synagogues, going to shut down the Jewish holidays, all that in New York City. And I was just hearing what a successful story New York City was on NPR. They were just talking that New York is probably the most successful in terms of fighting COVID of anywhere on earth, they were saying. Why? Because this isn't about a disease. This is about control and tyranny. That's how they measure success on NPR. That's how they measure success in New York City. And so as you've got 1,200 law enforcement personnel hitting the streets yesterday to enforce coronavirus rules, an increase of 200 from last week. So they increased it by 20%. Maybe we should defund those police, do you think? So they took to the street. They did a massive protest. You see there, setting fire to a pile of masks, at one point running a reporter out of the area. Good for them. Good for them. But it's not just going in one direction. New York synagogues have now been attacked after Cuomo and de Blasio have ginned up hatred. You know, these people who are going to kill us, right? I mean, we're just talking about this. Del Bigtree said, think about this. You know, you have these diseased subhumans out there, these people who don't wear masks and don't follow my orders. They're going to kill us all. That's the kind of hatred And it's going to be directed not just at Jews. It's going to be directed at Christians. It's going to be directed to everybody. As a matter of fact, John MacArthur, we don't have time to play the full report here, but John MacArthur did a video yesterday, put it on Twitter, got a lot of attention, got a lot of hatred, too. I was really surprised. Thousands and thousands of retweets, thousands of comments, and I was amazed at the bigotry and hatred of people against Christians for this. Let me give you some of these examples and some of my replies to these. One person said, no one, literally no one, wants to close churches or businesses or anything permanently. We want people to be cared for during a pandemic. Christian love means caring for your neighbors and not putting on a weekly expensive show for Jesus. See? There you go. That's an example of the bigotry and the hatred involved in that. It's not an expensive show for Jesus. I mean, there's some churches who do that. That's not what this is about. I said this is a plan to kill not only churches, but every human activity. It's a plan to kill every middle class business. This is a plan to create a depression, both mentally and economically. This is a plan to leave us all dependent on a government allowance. If we, of course, take the vaccine and get the ID. You have nothing to fear but fear and the propaganda that makes you afraid. But when you look at this, what this person is saying, and we had a couple of people who talked about, well, loving your neighbor. And this is the tact that is being taken. Bill Gates said, we've got to use Christians to push these anti-vaxxers into the corner. And this is how they're going to do it. They're saying, well, it's loving your neighbor. Here's another person. Even one person getting sick is too many. You can attend services online and be your brother's keeper, loving your neighbor as yourself from home. Jesus would have wanted you to do that to make sure that this virus doesn't spread. Oh, so that's it. The gospel is about social distancing, right? No, actually, Jesus said, whoever seeks to save their life will lose it. Whoever loses their life for me will find it. And that means that you put finding Christ above your concerns for health, for money, for any kind of safety or power or privilege or whatever it is that you're doing this. But there are some churches who are already pushing this. Charles Stanley's son, Andy Stanley, is one of the big counterbalances to John MacArthur. And he's telling everybody, we're shutting down forever. And we're doing this because we love our neighbors. We love our neighbors so much that we don't want to meet together and worship and have any fellowship. That's a very dangerous idea. Let me tell you, other than the Pope, there's probably nobody other than Andy Stanley who is a bigger heretic pushing a political agenda. As I point out, this person, by the way, I said, even if one person getting sick is too many, well, is that right? Well, in that case, you'll never leave your little safe space. You'll never do anything in life. And you will still die having never lived.
Computer research scientists, engineers working with attorneys have conclusively proven and put out detailed reports at Tablet Magazine documenting what any trained eye could already see as plain as day. Communist Chinese working in tandem with the United Nations and the Democratic Party in the United States, as well as the media, put out fake videos and total hysteria to make it look like Day of the Dead, End of the World in China earlier this year. Then the UN put out standardized rules designed to keep the West locked down when China reopened within 3 months. This is the greatest strategic coup ever. This is 21st century warfare being carried out through psychological means for the ultimate psyop. Paul Joseph Watson has written about it at InfoWars.com. Myself, Alex Jones, David Knight, Owen Schroer are covering this heavily. This is the way to bring down the globalists, is exposing how Communist China and the UN were behind the hysteria.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Talks about there being 10 kings of the earth that sit above the nation states and who give their power unto the one world leader, the Antichrist, and that he has a beast system that no one can buy or sell unless he has that mark in the forehead or in the palm of their hand. And we look back on all the warnings we were given and all just the common sense that even if we believe in God or prophecy, giving governments and corporations the power to control who can buy and who can sell, to track everything we do, is not just a recipe, it's a blueprint for total enslavement. And now you look at Bill Gates, you look at Bloomberg and others who openly say, we're technocrats, we should decide how much salt you get, how much alcohol you get, how much red meat you get. We're technocrats, we know best. We're now going to set up the economy with a social score to totally control you. You snap your fingers, we're here. They're just rolling it out. And a lot of people are complying with it. It's insane.
The future isn't coming. It's here. And in the future, keeping your humanity, saving your soul, your integrity, your very essence is going to be your most valuable asset. In fact, it's going to be your only asset. The world being built by the technocrats and the trap they've now sprung with COVID-19 and the endless lockdown is the beginning of the process of taking us past domestication into total and complete dehumanization. Human life will be impossible to be carried out in an original biological way by the year 2050. This is their stated goal. I'm sorry to have to report horrifying things like this to you, but only by facing the horror and not projecting your own decency onto the enemy can we turn this around. You must study their own writings, you must face the facts, and you must come to grips with it. We are all being incrementally destroyed.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Joining us now is Tony Arterburn, and of course, Tony has guest hosted for me many times. You can find him on arterburn.news, also on Twitter at Tony Arterburn, and of course, that's spelled A-R-T-E-R-B-U-R-N. Thank you for joining us, Tony.
Great to be here, David. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for coming on. Let's talk a little bit about money, because this is a key part of this, and we keep getting more information. I keep having a lot of people sending me information. Beginning of the week, I had a listener who sent me information from their credit union saying, forget about getting new bills from us for Christmas because we got notification from the Federal Reserve they're not going to be doing that. So we'll be happy to give you cashier's checks or some kind of gift card or something like that, or even, you know, lightly used bills, but they're not going to be printing it. It's like, whoa, that's a red flag, because we've already seen this going back to the summer with coins. But I've gotten a lot of people pushing back and saying, well, the Federal Reserve doesn't print money. Well, the Federal Reserve doesn't print, doesn't mint coins either. There's a U.S. mint. And, you know, we had back in April, we had the Federal Reserve and the, Treasury Department kind of do a merger at the time. And everybody was saying, well, what's going on with that? But the Federal Reserve was the one who was telling everybody, look, we're going to have a coin shortage, and we still have a coin shortage, as people who are operating laundromats know. What's your take on what's going on with all this?
Well, the coin shortage, as you know, has to do a lot with the hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of small businesses that didn't reopen or reopen fully, and they're not making those deposits. So the stream and the fluidity of the money supply in the coin area dried up a bit. And of course, we do know that the elites want a digital dollar that was going to be put into the CARES Act. And so I remember it was Maxine Waters who wanted to put that in the bill, and then it was taken out. They're testing,
right, digital
and probing
wallet.
The perimeter.
So everybody would get a wallet, and then they would put their, you know, some kind of a cryptocurrency into it. Yeah.
Right. And so they're really probing the perimeter psychologically to see how we'll take this. And of course, I study this every single day in the gold and silver business and looking at the monetary system. And most people don't know that 80% of all the $100 bills ever printed are outside the continental United States. And 65% of all of our printed currency is outside of the continental United States. The issue with the amount of money that they've printed and made electronically is staggering. And you're talking about a hyperinflation situation, but that's not the only reason they want to be able to control the money supply, contract it in real time through the digital. They want total control, and they're going to continue to roll this out, whether it's the stoppage of printing, like the 2020 bills that that you discussed earlier. I think that we're going to see more and more of this as the normalization of digital becomes ever apparent through the mainstream media and the propaganda machines turning on, telling you that the cash has the COVID. This is something we've been hearing for months now. It's dirty. Turn it in. We'll give you a digital dollar. Well, it's going to be digital trash, as Gerald Celente says. It's digital trash. So that's what you're going to get. And I think that the only really way to avoid that is looking into housing your dollars and turning those into assets, whether that be land or storable food or even weapons and ammunition, anything like that, or gold and silver, which is actual money. And I think that that's the mission that I've been on talking to people, is saying, look, you know, they're going to continue to create the dollar digitally. They're going to devalue your dollar, but they're looking more than ever to shrink the system into digital so they can control and contract the money supply in real time.
And we're seeing this from retailers. You know, we had a lot of retailers in response to the coin shortage would say things like, well, we're going to round it up. So, you know, you just want to pay more money. You can use cash, but you're going to pay more money. Or they would say, we're not going to take it all together. And we also see that banks, I had another email that was sent to me. One person said that they have an account with Bank of America and in California. They said two of the Bank of America branches, I went to two of them to take out cash a few weeks ago. Both of them were out of cash. Bank of America out of cash 2 weeks ago. I went to my credit union. I used my Bank of America debit card there, and I got cash out with an attached fee. He said 2 weeks later, I went to two different Bank of Americas and tried to get cash out of the ATMs. They were both out of cash as well. One of these Bank of America branches was also a financial center, and it was closed until further notice. Then I went to my credit union again. Still, I was able to get cash out of the machine without any problem. Then they directed me to a YouTube video where the people also in California, also talking about a Bank of America, said that the branch in his town is closed until October the 12th. He said, I went to a down detector, one to see how many of these were closed, and the U.S. map shows a lot of them have been closed. So you got Bank of America closing branches, Bank of America, and if they're open, in this guy's case, four different branches that he went to, the ATMs didn't have any cash whatsoever. And then I got this from Australia, Victoria, of course. Person sent me this, and they were signed on the door of a Woolworths. And I got confused because the person was talking about how the Bank of America was going to be closed until October the 12th. This one was saying, well, October the 12th, and we're not going to have any cash. We're not going to take cash anymore at Woolworths. So I tweeted that out and said it was a bank, but I corrected that on Twitter. I didn't just take it down because I'd already had some people make some comments. But that's where we are. The stimulus check that is going out is really also another thing that is pushing us to a cashless society and also to universal basic income. That is what this is about, taking away your job, putting you on allowance to keep you pacified so that you don't get angry, but then controlling everything that you do economically. Because talk about what happens when all of your money is a digital format. I mean, they can just take it. They can turn the tap off, even if it's in cryptocurrency, right? They could shut down the internet. You couldn't get to it.
Yeah, if you're going to buy cryptocurrency, especially Bitcoin, you want to keep it off the internet. There's ways to do that. You don't want to keep it on a real-time site if you can help it. The digital system, as you know, David, will be used to control speech, movement, belief systems, everything, political affiliations, all of it. The digital system is the mark of the beast. It must be resisted. And I think that they're going to continue to push this. I do like certain cryptocurrencies, especially Bitcoin, that are outside of the system. I don't invest in a lot in Bitcoin, but I do deal with it. And of course, at gold and silver being my primary focus for the monetary system and where I house my value and hard work. But I think that the digital system is going to be pushed harder and harder and harder as we see these effects from the controlled demolition of our economy.
Yeah, and there are signs, a lot of signs that they're coming very hard after any cryptocurrencies. Britain's Financial Conduct Authority has now banned products that track cryptocurrency prices. When you look at what happened with John McAfee, I think that's more about his cryptocurrency activities than it is about any income tax issues. The income tax is what they use to come after people. But I think there's a lot of signs that they're coming after the crypto industry because they want a monopoly on that as well and use it as a global ID.
That's exactly right. They can't really control Bitcoin at the moment. It's not through any sort of corporation or mainline system or government. So it really is truly a free way to have an exchange of value across the planet. And the governments hate that. They hate it almost as much as they hate gold and silver. But, that's something that
they
talk about
every
single day.
Just like they want to shut all the churches down. They want to control all the money. And that really is how they control you. Thank you so much. Tony Arterburn, Arterburn News.
Thank you, Dave.
Arterburn.news, should I say.
The Renaissance, the Great Enlightenment, it's all being swept away and being replaced by scientific tyranny that's establishing a form of planetary digital law.
Yes, sir.
Where the technocrats are above the law, and the public isn't even considered
no problem.
As valuable as a cow.
I was going to tell the audience
that humans
that,
are seen
and
as garbage
to
be
I was going to tell
taken
them
out
that,
and removed.
I took
that
all the gross profit.
That is the post-human exterminist plan. That is the public ideology of the globalists. And everything they've built with this high-tech grid is to absorb us and anesthetize our minds as we're slowly killed. And any future generations that happen to straggle out of their mother's wombs will be a mere shadow of what humans once were. This is the satanic ruling elite engaged in mass vandalism against God's creation, humanity. This is the essence of evil.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date. Super Male Vitality. Specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses. And it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
Stand back and stand by.
During our Save America InfoWars Money Bond Sale, we have all your favorite products up to 60% off plus free shipping. In order to help maximize our coverage of this historic election, we need your support during this crucial time. We have our vitamin D supplement Winter Sun Plus at 25% off. Winter Sun Plus works as a defense against attacks on your immune system, which will be great during the coming winter months. Some of our best sellers like Body Ease and Turbo Force are on sale for 10% off. One of our bigger discounts, the 8-pack power stack, is 60% off. And if you're looking to get Survival Shield X2, be sure to check out the combo pack with both items together at 60% off as well. All shirts in our apparel collection are currently set at the answers to 1984, which is $17.76. And we also have Prostaguard and Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock. So whether you're looking to stock up or thinking of adding something new to your daily routine, be sure to check out these deep discounts and more at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is your last chance to get 8-pack power stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack power stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the tablets and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8 Power Stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack Power Stack now, or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack Power Stack, 60% off and free shipping.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalist's next move. It's The David Knight Show.
They're stoking fears about black and brown Americans, lying about how minorities will destroy the suburbs, whipping up violence and intimidation, and they're pinning it all on what's been an overwhelmingly peaceful movement for racial solidarity. It's true.
Not watching this.
Research backs
this is a video
it up.
That's
only
up on social media right now. This is Michelle Obama, of course, talking, and behind her are burning cities. So, you know, these mostly peaceful protests again, that we have there, right? All right. So, people who have put that up on social media have been taken off of social media, as has our guest, as have we, but our current guest right now, Stuart Rhodes, oathkeepers.org. Thank you for joining us, Stuart.
Oh, glad to be here. How you doing?
Doing good. And I was just playing the latest hot item, the raging fire behind Michelle Obama. They green screened her in front of this as she's talking about this is just racism to say there's any violence or anything about this. But, of course, people who put that up as a parody, they're being purged off of social media, as we have, as you have. And it was just about a week or so ago that we had The Atlantic do a big hit piece on you, and it was featured on the Drudge Report for a couple of days. I wanted to get your response to what's actually going on in this country. I mean, we're seeing a full-on, full-court press, both on propaganda and which is really leading this violence, this Marxist revolution that is on the streets right now. And I think it's going to escalate coming up to the election, don't you?
Absolutely. And what they're doing right now is they're doing their very best to attack our communication and organizing capabilities. That's why, you know, Oath Keepers, we were on Facebook for 11 years and we had 500,000 followers, and then bam, about a month ago, we were purged off. No explanation given. And then we were purged off of Twitter. And the reason is they are getting ready for their final move, which is to have open chaos in the streets, and they're trying to minimize the capabilities and capacities of those who will stand in their way. And that's us and other groups like us. 3%ers are purged off. A lot of the militia groups are removing the communications capabilities of the opposition. I should tell you something, because we all know that Facebook was a DARPA program to track us, right? To have total That's information right. awareness. That's what it is.
Lifelog. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. So they valued being able to track us, but now because they're about ready to launch their final attack on the Republic, they want to minimize our communications capabilities, and so they fear us organizing and being out there in the streets against their little robots so much that they're willing to sacrifice that tracking capability to shut us down. But it's not going to work. So finding, like you have done, we're finding alternative means of communicating. So I'll be at the Red Pill.
What they've been able to do with social media, they've been able to reestablish their oligarchy over information, like they did with ABC, CBS, and NBC, Operation Mockingbird, back 50, 60 years ago. And so what they were able to do was, you know, using InfoWars, using Oath Keepers, and a lot of other people, they were able to say, look, it's a free platform. We're the free speech wing of the Free Speech Party. They get everybody in there, then they purge it. Now they have control of the narrative, and they can lie to you about anything, whether it's the COVID or whether it's Antifa or BLM. They control everything that you see, everything that you hear. Everybody, every other dissenting voice is purged off of that. And they don't need to use the monitoring aspect of this anymore, because they're going to move on to the next aspect of this, which is to monitor everybody, because of course, COVID, because of health issues. That's what they're going to tell everybody.
Right. And they're going to be out in the streets. I mean, Matt Bracken is correct. This is going to be a Tet offensive America style. That's what this is going to be like. I believe it's going to be in the days leading up to the election and then after. That's why we're going to be out on the streets. We're going to be out there protecting people at the polls, especially in swing states. That's what we're committed to doing. We're organizing an operation right now, but we have to be out there to be the counterweight to them. And that's what we're going to do.
Yeah. And you know, when things, got hot in Ferguson years ago, you had Oath Keepers that were there protecting businesses and so forth. That's one of the things that they attacked you for in the Atlantic. I mean, what is wrong with attacking, defending a business from attackers? I mean, you have people there guarding it, and that's a deterrent. And that's really what the Second Amendment is about. The Second Amendment is there as a deterrent. It's not an aggression to anybody. It's about mutually assured destruction. And, you know, when you got armed people standing around, that's a deterrent to people who want to do ill.
We just did it in Louisville. We guarded a Shell station. We're on the rooftops in Louisville. Again, same thing. Successfully guarded two pawn shops and a Shell station that had been threatened with arson. We were just doing this last week. And, of course, the news media will hardly even cover that, including conservative news media. Fox News, they don't give us any love. Because the paradigm they're setting up is that you're helpless. The only way you could possibly have security is to jump into the arms of a police state. Either it's a left wing or a right wing. It's the same standard false choice you're being given. Same thing they played in Germany, you know, when they pitted the communists against the brown shirts. So the answer is what the founders told us was essential and necessary, which is a people's militia made up of us, the people. And so we do that as a model for what every American should do. I urge every American right now to get together with their neighbors and prepare to defend your communities against this communist insurrection. It's coming. And they're going to go right into the suburbs. The whole goal is to pin you in your house through terrorism.
And we've seen how this can work. Not only, you know, as you point out, the individuals who are there visible and protecting a particular business, but we've also seen this work in neighborhoods. There's a clip of it right there. You know, in the neighborhood show up as you have a mob that is coming through there and just peacefully stand there with a reminder that, you know, hey, we got firearms here. I mean, that's what you do. And you have to do that, as Matt Bracken was pointing out, you got to do it on a neighborhood by neighborhood basis. And you can call it, well, whatever you want. I mean, you can call it a neighborhood watch. That's what he was suggesting. He said, you know, they've demonized the term militia, which is a legitimate term. They demonized that, though, to try to make it mean something else. So just call it a neighborhood watch, neighborhood protection program.
I call it the home guard. And here's how I look at this. All of our high-speed guys, whether you're law enforcement, current serving, retired, military, or EMS, none of them can leave their home and go out and do their job. There's one of our guys right there. He's both an Army combat vet. He's also a police officer veteran, and he's a firefighter right now. And he's got a load of pepper balls right there in that hopper. So one of our best friends.
That's very effective. Pepper balls instead of paintballs.
Yep, pepper balls. There's our team leader. Whip. He's an Army combat veteran and former police officer as well. So we had a very competent black leadership, actually. We had a competent black man in charge of this event, which is why the leftist media hardly covered it. They can't have that. They can't have patriotic constitution supporting black patriots out there. You know, it screws up their entire paradigm.
So let me get this right. You got an Oath Keeper guy who's a black leader of that group, and yet the Black Lives Matter, they've got a bunch of white Marxists that are out in the streets. It's all upside down, isn't it, based on the mainstream media?
Well, I mean, we all know that Black Lives Matter is simply a communist front. That's all it is. They don't care. Like, you should have heard what they were calling Whip, our team leader there, what they were calling him. It was horrible. They called him Oreo. They called him, you know, House Negro, all this kind of stuff. And he just smiled and took it. He's used to it. He does security for a lot of rap stars. He's used to them running their mouth, you know. But, you know, it's just sad. This is where we are as a country, where they have manipulated the American people into this idea that that unless you bow and bend the knee to Black Lives Matter, that you must be a racist, you must be a Nazi. You know, that's what they were doing, and that's why we were there. We got sick and tired of seeing what we saw on TV was all the coercion going on with the shop owners, where they demand that they hire a certain number of black people, that they demand that they buy from black suppliers, they demand that they support social justice organizations. And what it really is, though, is it's communism. Strip away the whole racial stuff, and all it would be is a commissar telling you what you must support, what you must think. And we had one shop owner who was an immigrant from Jordan who refused to bend the knee, and he was there guarding his own shop with a rifle and shotgun. We went and talked to him and gave him props and thumbs up. They burned out his second shop, so now he sleeps in his shop 24/7. He's an immigrant. You would think that he'd be one of the guys that the left would love, right? He's a Muslim immigrant from Jordan, but he's not bending the knee. He's not bowing down to the leftist paradigm. He's a Trump supporter.
Right. People who have lived under that kind of tyranny, they don't want to see it happen again here. Well, oathkeepers.org, Stuart Rhodes, thank you so much for doing that. You know, I look at what's been happening the last 200 and some odd days, and I think we could use some more oath-keeping around here. Oathkeepers.org. Thank you, Stuart.
2020electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time, and you've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms, and most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to ban.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site, the exact same links, the exact same videos, where you can comment, you can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out since he's going to take action once reelected against big tech, and then he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he hasn't taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesign, Infowars.com, and sharing that link. Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah.
For more than 100 years, the Rockefeller Foundation has worked to establish world government, abolish nation states, dumb down the population by taking control of education, and most importantly, taking control of Western medicine. Now, they had a bad name by the 1920s. They started converting over and funding other organizations and groups like IBM to continue on with their eugenics operations. Fast forward to the 1980s, the baton is handed by IBM via his mother on the board of directors to Bill Gates III, his father, of course, being the head of Planned Parenthood. And now he's been able to position himself over almost every health department in the world, every national health system. Bill Gates is in control. They have spent 100+ years getting positioned to be able to control what happens to your body and what goes in your body. This is the holy grail of their operations, and now they're normalizing putting a new type of DNA in your body.
Remember the global lockdowns you're witnessing, the Black Lives Matter, Antifa riots, and racial attacks we're all seeing are publicly directed by a handful of top billionaires, led by people like Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, of course, Tim Cook, and others. They sit up there with their trillions of dollars they control in their companies, and their hundreds of billions of dollars individually, leveraging that against us and trying to create an artificial revolution against local government and police. And the mayors are, again, there playing their political game to try to trigger the complete breakdown of the United States and Western Europe, show these billionaires can come in and buy it all up for pennies on the dollar. That's why I'm so angry at these globalists, because when you're looking at them, they're the ones that sit in their councils and have decided to run these plans against us. They are enemies of humanity and must be dealt with. It's us or them, period. The Bible talks about there being 10 kings of the earth that sit above the nation states and who give their power unto the one world leader, the Antichrist, and that he has a beast system that no one can buy nor sell unless he has that mark in the forehead or in the palm of their hand. And we look back on all the warnings we're given and all just the common sense that even if we believe in God or prophecy, giving governments and corporations the power to control who can buy and who can sell, to track everything we do, is not just a recipe, it's a blueprint for total enslavement. And now you look at Bill Gates, you look at Bloomberg and others who openly say, we're technocrats, we should decide how much salt you get, how much alcohol you get, how much red meat you get. We're technocrats, we know best. And we're now going to set up the economy with a social score to totally control you. You snap your fingers, we're here. They're just rolling it out. And a lot of people are complying with it. It's insane.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
this last segment, I want to talk a little bit about the debate last night, just a little bit. I think there's some key points that were not made by the mainstream media. We'll talk about what they did talk about instead. The majoring in the minors is really what they do. The questions are majoring in the minors, and the analysis, I think, is majoring in the minors. But the elephant in the room, not really talked about. Before we do, real quickly, I want to just remind you that we are in the middle of a money bomb. And, of course, we've been on the air constantly live since this program yesterday. And if you go to Infowars.com, of course, you can also find specials at Infowarsstore.com. But if you go to Infowars.com right now, as part of the money bomb, we have a sponsorship button there. You can pick different dollar amounts, $10, $20, $50, $100, or custom amount. And sponsor us directly. And we really do appreciate your sponsorship. That's what's kept us on the air. And so that's part of the money bomb right now. We have a goal, and you can see where we are right there on the goal. We got a goal of $1 million to try to fund us through the end of the year, through these troubled times that are coming up. And, of course, there, it is a full court press to shut us down in every way possible. We would not be here after the massive conspiracy to shut us down 2 years ago if you didn't stand with us. So we really do appreciate your standing with us, standing for free speech. And again, if you'd like to sponsor us, you can find that right there on Infowars.com. We also have some ways to help you to prepare. We try to make it a win-win situation. We have preparewithalex.com. We've partnered with My Patriot Supply to give you discounts off a 3-month food supply. You can save $150 off a 3-month food supply. You can save $40 off an Alexa Pure Pitcher water filter. We have other products there that are going to help you to prepare fresh air, the Alexa Pure Breeze, as well as backup electricity and so forth. So make sure that you're covered with food, with water, with electricity, with other issues. You can do that at Prepare with Alex. And finally, at InfoWarsStore.com, we have our Money Bomb sale. We have up to 60% off, free shipping, and triple Patriot points. That's right, triple Patriot points. You always get discounts when you buy things at InfoWarsStore.com for purchases in the future. And right now, you can get triple that discount for future purchases as part of the sale, up to 60% off, free shipping, many items, 50, 60% off, BrainForce Plus, Ultimate Krill Oil, Super Male Vitality, Knockout, Turbo Force, all of those, 50% off, plus free shipping, triple Patriot points. We have some other products like the 8-Pack Power Stack, 60% off, plus free shipping, and triple Patriot points, InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate that. I'll just give a shout-out to Tony. He told me off the air, Tony Arterburn, he said he had donated profits, I don't know what period of time, people who had bought gold or silver from him, he donated those profits to our money bomb here to help to sponsor us here. So really do appreciate that as well. Let's talk a little bit about the debate last night. As I pointed out, I think I'd characterize these two people as pensive versus chameleon. She's always going in a different direction. And Mike was very pensive, very quiet, very thoughtful. Very boring debate, quite frankly, behind plexiglass walls. You know, I'm reminded of what George Washington said about the British. They mocked the Americans who were constantly talking about liberty. They said, well, we're free. You know, the British people, we're free. George Washington said, you walk about freely, but between high walls. Well, that's where we are today. We have a tyranny in America that is far worse than anything that our founders rebelled against. And even our leaders are now between high walls. And as you heard earlier, the debate commission has told President Trump, well, you're not going to have an in-person debate. We're only going to do it remote. And he says, well, you're going to do it without me then, because I'm not going to do that when you can flip off what I have to say at any point in time. And so when we look at this, the takeaway from the left, ABC's Stephanopoulos accused Mike Pence of mansplaining. I had to go look this up. I'm sorry. You know, I'm not part of this this movement. I haven't been brainwashed or propagandized in college, so I didn't know what mansplaining was. Well, you know, that's when a man condescendingly explains something to a woman. And of course, you had Van Jones on another network on CNN. So Stephanopoulos, who was, I'll remind you, he was, what was he, the press secretary or something for Clinton? He was a high official in the Clinton administration, very closely tied to them. So ABC Stephanopoulos says mansplaining. What does Van Jones on CNN say? Mansplaining. Oh, almost like gravitas, right? Except they're not going to say that. But it was more gravitas than mansplaining. Maybe a little bit of plagiarism here. Yeah, maybe. Who knows? You had James Carville on MSNBC take the same tack. James Carville said, women hate to be lectured by men. Well, then maybe you shouldn't get in a debate with a man, because that's part of being in a debate. You get lectured to. You have things explained to you. You know, remember, I love Lucy. Lucy, you got some splaining to do. Well, you know, he had some splaining to do to her, because there's a lot of things that she really didn't understand. And a lot of things that she's been very vacillating on. That's why we call her chameleon. So we need to, you know, figure out where she is and kind of educate her on some of these issues. Van Jones is saying, you've seen women of color, and all women have to walk the line of being strong, but not too strong. Oh, really? Well, so how do we do this? I mean, is this the sort of thing where, you know, because somebody is of color or of female gender, you cannot engage them? Well, yes, exactly. That is the rules. Those are the rules being put out by MSNBC, CNN, and all of the ABC, all of them. You just don't talk back to a woman. Even in a debate, you don't talk back to her. How dare him? Undecided voters, said Frank Luntz in his poll. He found that undecided voters thought that Harris was abrasive and condescending. Oh, the other way around. I didn't watch it, frankly. But talking about plagiarism as they're copying from each other about the mansplaining stuff, Pence accused Biden and Kamala of plagiarizing President Trump's coronavirus plan. I did see that part. And quite frankly, to me, that's the elephant in the room. Seriously, you're going to not discuss how you have locked this country down into a depression? How you've killed 100,000 businesses? We know that 100,000 businesses have been killed. I don't believe that 200,000 people have been killed by this virus, not in a long shot. CDC said 94% of them had multiple comorbidities on average, 2.5, about 80 years old, people that we would have diagnosed as dying of natural causes anyway. And most of these deaths occurred at the very beginning when we didn't have any tests, so we don't even know about those other 6%. I don't believe those casualty figures, but I do know that 100,000 businesses are never going to open up, and that's a lot of lives been destroyed in a very important way, and a lot of jobs as well. Nobody's going to talk about that. Nobody's going to talk about the mandates and the eradication of our liberties and our rights. Of course, they're not going to talk about liberties or rights or the Constitution. They never talk about that anymore. Never talk about it. It's off topic. The moderators aren't going to bring it up. The candidates aren't going to bring it up. Instead, they will talk about, well, it was my idea to shut things down earlier than you. No, I wanted to shut it down before you did. This is what they're doing. They're competing on who can be more authoritarian, unconstitutional, more disrespectful of your liberties. They all want to tell you that the purpose of government is to keep you safe. It is not the purpose of government. You will never be safe if you believe that the government's purpose is to keep you safe. The government's purpose is to protect your God-given liberties, and that's the only way that you will ever be safe. And you're not going to get that from either one of these people. As I listen to them talk, Kamala was giving me reasons to not vote for Biden, and Pence was giving me reasons not to vote for Trump. He wants to push vaccines faster and faster. This is a program of insanity. It is criminal what both of these people want to do. The only question is, who are the American people going to trust as their savior more? Because who you trust as your savior, both of them are going to do the same things to you. But will you trust one of them to do that to you and get away with it? Because the person that you trust is going to be the one who stabs you in the back. Yeah, it'll be Caesar not Brutus. He'll be going around stabbing everybody in the back once the election is over and the streets are burning. That's it for the program. Thank you for listening.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates. And our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than bodies. Some like bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more. And they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
We've now entered month number 8 of the global lockdown, and it's horrible, and it's killing millions of people via starvation. But the good news is it's caused a planetary awakening as well. The general public all over the planet hate Bill Gates. He's the most unpopular person on Earth. People know he's not a doctor. People know he's a eugenicist. The population knows that his vaccines that he pushes have been filled with cancer viruses, polio, sterilants, and more. It's even in the Associated Press. So now they are beginning to understand that we the people know that there is a corporate global government and that these top tech billionaires sit in meetings and decide to pull the type of race war scams and coronavirus scams that we're witnessing. So remember that. And let them know that we know who they are and what they've done, and we hold them responsible for the collapse of civilization. They are the enemies of humanity. They want you dead.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.